announcer, Philip R. Hochberg, is standing by.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Hi, John. I'm Mike. Rob Spiewak here. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Cat Lover and all the ships at sea. Hey, it's the home of the pumpkin shampoo, the Don and Mike Show.
I wonder if... It's a new episode. Yes! Friday!
Yeah, man.
It's Friday, May 5th, year 2000. Phone number, same as it was yesterday, 1-877-365-3636.
You got that right.
Hey, Jack.
You started it now.
I know I did.
It's in my head now all the way.
I wonder if...
It wants some tonight.
Hello, welcome to the show. I wonder if the Sacramento Kings will win tonight.
Well, I know I'm going to be pulling for them. They didn't play last night, huh?
Right. No, they didn't, Mr. Sports.
There you go.
They played tonight against the LA Lakers. I'm thinking about actually staying up and watching the game.
That'll be two of us.
Of course, I stayed up late last night watching the Cunningly Gifford interview on 2020 with Diane Sawyer.
I was off to Dreamland very early last night, but you were able to see beautiful Kathy Lee and her completely whipped, beaten down, decrepit husband.
Yes, we will get to that. A couple of observations from the Cunningly Lee interview last night on 2020.
Good.
First off, Diane Sawyer could not have thrown bigger softballs if she was Larry King.
That is her... I think she's the biggest softball interviewer in the business, bar none.
Second, the way this interview was cut up and spliced looked like something that would be done by a college television station.
Really? So they hacked it up a little bit?
Yeah, and it was obvious that they did the interview over many different elongated periods of time, because you could see as Kathy Lee answered questions, her hairstyle changed. I mean, one day she would have bangs, the next time it would be back. And same with Diane Sawyer. Well, sometimes she'd ask a question,
right?
Kathy Lee or Frank would answer it, then they go back to Diane Sawyer, and in between, she would have a jacket on.
So different outfits.
Yeah. So sometimes Diane Sawyer had the jacket on, sometimes she had the jacket off.
So there were several sessions of softball interviewing.
I wonder if...
It wants some tonight.
There were many cuts made in that interview. And poor neutered Frank Gifford.
I had seen a promo with him, and he... Well, first of all, his hair is getting thinner, much thinner.
Well, I think that he's had, like, the Phyllis Diller treatment done, you know, where they, it's not really a facelift and not an eye lift, Buzz, but it's where they actually take your skin and tie it up on the top of your forehead.
In a knot.
Right. And then they just sew your hair back on top of it.
He is not looking well. He's looking all of his 70-plus years.
No, because his skin is so damn tight.
And he doesn't really have to worry about it anymore. I mean, to all intents and purposes, his career is over, isn't it?
Hey, the funniest part was when they would show the cuts of him on Monday Night Football, because they did the bit at the beginning of the show where they, you know, went through the history of both Cunningly Gifford and Frank Gifford, and to show how old he is, they have, I guess, on file, no color movies of him playing for the Giants.
There would not be any color shots of him playing.
So anytime that they showed him playing football,
right,
it was like that old grainy, yeah, black and white World War II era.
Where the guys are running a lot faster than they should be. You know, when you see the guy running across. I've seen Frank Gifford, clips of Frank Gifford. You would not, I don't believe you'd find any color shots of Frank Gifford running.
They found a still. They found one still, like, from the pages of Look magazine or
the
something.
The kind of looked like Technicolor, though, like the color had been painted in.
right, the phony kind of paint. So listen, we'll spend part of the show dissecting that segment last night on the 2020 show. Also, we do have a brand new secret sound.
Yeah, the secret sound, if you were not listening yesterday, was guessed by a New Yorker.
I know that lots of you, because your stations are run just by out-and-out bastards, they cut the show off before we're over so that they could play commercials. It was way out, you know, as always, the show ran past the allotted time.
Right.
On those bright stations that just let us go until we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And we had received a call from New York, and since the people from New York can't actively call in for a contest, since they never know when we do the contest, since they're on the tape delay.
I think it was a guy out at LaGuardia Airport that was listening and, you know, heard the beginning part of our show up in New York, because it's tape delayed, but realized that he could call because we were still on the air.
So I said, what the hell? I'll give him a shot. Go ahead, take a guess. And, you know, son of a bitch got it. It was the sound of a propane tank being lit, a barbecue being lit.
To the best of my knowledge, that is the first New Yorker that's played a game like that and, you know, batting 1,000 right now.
Right, so here now, for the first time ever, is your first listen to Secret Sound number 2, which will be worth $500 when we do it a little later in today's show.
More difficult or less difficult than the last one?
More difficult.
Okay.
We could have gone easier. We went a little tougher. Here's the new sound. Here's your virginal listen.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is.
You know why that is extremely difficult? Because it has a similar kind of quality to the last sound.
Want to hear one more time?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Caller, name this sound.
Okay, here it is.
Is it Rob Spiewak pulling out an eyebrow hair?
No, it is not.
Right.
But there's your free listen, and we will do that shortly. We have telephone calls standing by. Oh, I want to get a contest going before we get the phone calls and get to the Cunningly Gifford on today's show. Also today, that grade A piece of ass, POA, Christy Swanson.
Ooh. Christy Swanson.
On the show. Also the producer today of the new CBS show Survivor coming on also.
We all know that's going to be a huge hit.
Today is Cinco de Mayo.
See?
And we are giving away a digital palm quarter camcorder.
Wow.
Courtesy of Cox Cable In Demand.
Fine prize.
I don't know if it was made in Mexico.
To fit in your palm?
I guess so. I guess that's why they call it the palm quarter.
So it's like a camera?
It's a teeny thing. It's worth like $5,000.
I would imagine you could use that for all sorts of clandestine activities.
Sure could. I wonder if you could take photos of young girls changing their clothes from behind a two-way mirror.
So some promo. You know, now with sweeps coming up, you see all those things about the guys that put the cameras in the shopping bags and then put it right next to the lady with the skirt on. Oh, God.
I wonder if. So what we're going to be doing is writing a story. So everybody, get out a piece of paper.
Okay. Very good.
We're going to be writing a Cinco de Mayo story.
Good.
And this is one of those contests that benefit those of you listening to the show now who will continue to listen to the whole show. We reward those people who listen to the whole show because sometimes toward the end of the show we'll say, call in, read the story back in its entirety, and you will win this high-tech prize courtesy of Cox Cable.
Good.
I have taken the liberty of writing the first sentence of the story.
Excellent.
So everybody, please write this down. J.B. Coleman celebrated Cinco de Mayo by... dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Eat my Luger, dot, dot, dot. J.B. Coleman celebrated Cinco de Mayo by... And I'm going to start, and Mike, I hope you follow where I'm going with this.
Very good. First word.
Surfing.
Surfing.
That is the first word. Jeremy Coleman, J.B. Coleman, celebrated Cinco de Mayo by surfing.
Okay, my turn?
Yes.
D.
Very good. And Buzz?
Internet.
Well, everybody's on the same page today. Okay. So that's the beginning of the story. You'll have to listen. We'll fill this in three words at a time.
Mm-hmm.
J.B. Coleman celebrated Cinco de Mayo by surfing the internet. That's the start of the story.
This is great. I have the whole story already.
I know you do.
It's great. I love it.
That was the thought.
I do indeed.
J.B. Coleman celebrated Cinco de Mayo by surfing the internet. We will give you a chance to listen to the show today, of course. Fill out the rest of the story. We'd ask you to call when you have the entire story. Be call 100, and you win the high-tech prize.
Very good.
Hello, the Don and Mike Show. Hola. Hola. Hello. Hola is hello in Mexican.
Yeah, in Mexican, in honor of Cinco de Mayo.
Hola.
Cinco Hello? De Mayo.
Yes, you are on the air.
Hi. Hi. I missed your show yesterday because it came off the air here in town.
Yes.
And I heard you guys talk about the world ending today.
Did we talk about the world ending today?
We only heard briefly on the news that NASA was saying that it probably wouldn't happen.
I was for it because I was so very overtired yesterday.
Yes. That was, you did, at one point during the show, you did say that. You were hoping for a day off, and Armageddon would allow you that day off. Buzz, that is what NASA said, right? Probably won't happen?
Probably won't happen. They said there may be big natural disasters today, but it wouldn't have anything to do with the lining up of the planets.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, because the pyramid said that it would. That's why I thought maybe.
The pyramid?
Yeah. Like the pyramids and like Mayan temples, like they have timelines on them.
Mm-hmm.
Predicted like the rise and fall of Rome and Caesar and the mm-hmm. wars.
Right, right.
Said that it was supposed to end today, so.
Well, in the words of Jack Palance, the day ain't over yet.
Well, I wish someone would give me a heads up, because if the world's going to end, I don't want to be here.
Well, you might, you know, while you're here, you might want to, you know, take care of some business if there's anybody that strikes your fancy.
Yeah, well.
I know they're having a party out in Las Vegas for it.
Do you think there might be a few people, Mike, on my list?
Yeah.
You know, Buzz, give me a heads up.
Okay.
If something comes over the wire,
I'll watch
saying
that.
Like the end is near, mm-hmm. because I'd like to fill the last 5 minutes of time with hate messages to certain people.
Really? That's how you'd occupy your time?
Yeah, yeah. Before I got in my car and ran.
See, if it was really 5 minutes and you had 5 minutes and you had no chance, the serious answer is I'd probably hop on the phone, mm-hmm. try to call loved ones. But if you couldn't use the phone and you could only just, satisfy primal urges.
I'd say every bad word that they've never let us say on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say all of the stuff that they're censoring us from saying.
Right.
All of the inside house stuff.
You'd probably use the 5 minutes, though, because you'd use it to speak to your family, too, because you'd want to get the word out, you know, right before and then.
Very briefly, I would address them.
Yeah,
I would
sure.
say, Frieda, Bart, love you more than anything. And then I would, you know, go on to say, S-F-T-C, C, what?
See,
all the stuff they won't let us say.
Right.
I'm curious about talk about eating prostate. I talk about the disc jockeys we're not allowed to talk about. All the great stuff. You know, from that regard, the end of the world
would be wonderful.
Would not be bad. We'd finally be able to do the type of show that we've really wanted to do our whole lives.
And right before the tidal wave hit, everybody in the listening audience would go, wow, how about that? Yeah,
those guys got balls.
What a last hurrah. Where are the planets right now? I mean, is it happening right now? That the planets are all in that...
Yeah, as of today, it's the Earth, the Moon, the Sun, and then five other planets. Mercury, Venus, Saturn, Mars.
What about Uranus?
It's not part of the lineup, oddly enough.
Are there any rings
Uranus
around that planet?
Off to one side.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what about the queer way Buzz has his shirt sleeves rolled up today?
See, I told you that he had his shirt sleeve. I was wondering whether it was an accident, but now I see it's not.
This is my summer Cuban military look.
Yeah, okay.
And the sleeves rolled. Short sleeves that, they didn't come that way. You rolled them up yourself, right?
These short sleeves are a little longer than they ought to be in order for, you know, free elbow bending.
Thank you, Buzz.
You
Thank
bet.
You. Thank you for the update on your fashion style.
All right.
You know, if you had a pack of smokes,
yeah,
you could be like Fonzie and roll them up in the part of your shirt there that's right by your bicep.
Yeah, there's a touch of James Dean happening there.
You know, you ought to set up a bunch of bamboo in that studio. Put a big ceiling fan up there. You know
how you're talking.
Make it look like something out of Casablanca.
Hello,
like
John and Mike show. You know, make it more your era.
Mm-hmm. Me?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I'd like to defend Buzz from the other day with the website
meeting
he was having.
Why does everybody feel the need to defend Buzz? Why is it that people can call in and say awful, heinous things about you, me, Rob, Broyhill, our families, yet people find the need to defend K.O.B.?
Three words. Because he's nice.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman. Because I'm nice.
That's why.
I don't think he needs your defense, but...
Hey, Rob.
But turn your radio down, please.
Okay.
Jesus.
I live in San Jose, California.
Right.
And
bio.
Computer guy.
Bio.
Bio that we don't need.
Right.
Thank you.
Has nothing to do with your defense of Buzz.
Right. The guy who called on the phone and gave Buzz the address was wrong.
The address of what?
The web address to go to those nasty sites.
And, well, we found it. I believe you are talking about yesterday's show.
I think
right?
it's the day
right.
before yesterday.
The day before,
right? before yesterday.
Yeah. No, listen, sir, the show moves ahead.
Uh-huh.
We don't move backwards.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I appreciate the sentiment, though.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great defense, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hire him if you ever kill your wife.
2 days behind.
Hire that man.
That's the guy you want.
Right.
When you cut Marsha's head off.
Oh, dear.
San Jose, computer guy.
When you pull an OJ, hire him. He's your Johnny Cochran.
He'll be the guy driving the white Bronco.
He's your Mr. Johnny. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
This is Johnny, Donnie.
Yes, Johnny.
What's going on? Hey, I've been policing the airwaves on your business.
Oh, yeah, no, you're breaking the first rule.
I'm sorry.
Prime Directive, you do not mention other radio stations or other radio shows on our show.
I'm sorry.
Not legal.
I wish I could. They are handcuffing us in what we are saying here.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm just wondering, if the world was coming to an end, who would you both run to first to proposition there at the studio?
You know, I'm glad you said that, because that's kind of what I was getting at before. When we were talking about the end of the world, I was thinking about the last need.
Who you'd run
filled.
To bone?
Yeah. Here, if it was, if everybody...
Wendell Hall.
Good choice.
Our engineer.
Absolutely.
Would you eat?
He's damn sexy.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I'd pick, Wendell.
Wendell. I don't think it'd be Wendell for me.
And maybe Joan. Because remember, you can't spell Joan without J-O.
Yeah, and I think there's always been an energy between the two of you.
I think so.
Right?
Mm-hmm. J-O, Joan. Who would you go to?
I don't know if I don't want to embarrass her, because it would kind of tip my hand.
That's what the hell?
She works for another show. Yeah, I don't know if I want
Julie
to.
Julie Aurora?
Okay, you guessed it.
Wow.
There you go.
Liddy Secretary Julie Aurora.
Man. Never a lot of conversation, but I'll tell you, every single time there's a hello, there's just a sweet, innocent, but highly charged moment between us.
You better buy some Vaseline. That's all I can say. You better buy a lubricant and carry it with you at all times, just in case the world comes to an end.
Well, you think so. I think not.
I'd hate for the world to be blowing up around us and have you in that moment and then all of a sudden realize, ay, ay, ay.
No, I don't think it would matter.
Ay, ay, ay.
I think it'd be just fine.
Should have looked in Rudy Martsky's top drawer. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, is this Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is, I just got a question for you. Are you allowed to say the word jackass?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you call those people a jackass? Like the guy who called up with his radio real loud, or the guy who's talking about another radio show. It's such a nice word.
This is a guy, it's not really an idea. It's not somebody telling us what to do on the show. It's somebody now telling us what to say.
Listen, we can handle the insults, okay? You know, if I'm going to use the word ass, I prefer ass white.
Ass mm-hmm. white?
I used to like it when they would actually let me say a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody came down and said that you couldn't anymore say ass followed directly by the word hole.
Are you able to say ass breath?
Yes, ass breath is another excellent
I've
one.
Always
yeah, but those
been
words require
that.
A lot of energy. Jackass just kind of flows off the tongue.
No, my first choice would be ass wipe, and I think Mike's is an equally good one, ass breath.
Absolutely.
That's
jackass. What we want to do, okay, ass breath?
Thanks, jackass.
Thank you, ass wipe. Bye-bye.
See you
later.
You know, that was the three of us doing it that time. Everybody with the same. Everybody wanted to get theirs in.
Right. The biggest one, of course, is a-hole.
That's the granddaddy. Mm-hmm.
And for a while, I was dropping it all the time on the show, and nobody said anything.
Absolutely.
Then all of a sudden, boom, one day they say, listen, you can't do that anymore. It's okay to say the word ass and then separate it, you know, with a couple other words and say hole.
Yep.
You can say ass, and then you can pause and say something else and say hole.
Right.
But you can't say ass and then say the word hole together.
You could say something along the lines of, ass hole with Courtney Love will be appearing
you could.
Soon.
Yes, you could. You could say ass hole in one is a great score in golf.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine that we're probably going down that
yes, we are.
Cockfighting road right now.
We are indeed.
Well, once again, someone's going to be overriding us and our best stuff will never be heard by anybody.
So much fun, though.
Jeremy. I wonder if you're editing the show today.
He's probably listening with great attention because he's got a story about him today.
I wonder if you've ever surfed the web. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to talk to you about that dumb chick who was telling you about the Mayan calendar a little while ago. According to the Mayan calendar, the world's not supposed to end until December 12th, 2012. So she was wrong.
Oh, so we still have another 12 years until we could do our sign-off show and say anything we wish.
Wasn't the world supposed to end on the millennium? Wasn't that, New Year's Eve?
Mike, some would say that the true millennium is not until this January.
So it wouldn't
That's
be
right.
12 years. It would be 2012. It would be December 31st of the year 2000.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Don't you remember all the idiots who called us and they kept saying, you guys are saying this is your last Las Vegas style show of the millennium? When in actuality,
sure,
the millennium does not begin until the year 2001.
If you want to be specific about it.
If you did.
Super.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah.
See you. Bye-bye.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I know you guys are taking unsolicited calls right now, but wanted to get back to the shut-in call-in, let you guys just do way back and way on waiver.
Wow, that is going back a long, long way.
Listen, I know it probably doesn't sound like it, but please, our show has evolved in the last 15 years.
I hope so. I hope so.
You mean we used to do something? Didn't we do something for shut-ins?
Yeah.
What is it? Phone scam for shut-ins?
Yes. When we did a morning show from 9:30 to 10, we figured the only people who would still be listening to a radio show would be elderly people who were shut-ins.
Shut-ins.
Who couldn't use their
point for you guys though.
Who could not get away? Couldn't get out of their home. So we used to do a phone scan for shut-ins. But again, you know, 15 years ago we did that.
Right.
That's kind of calling my age out right now. But you guys, great show and everything.
You know what? Listen, this is where I have to keep dumping people out.
Absolutely. They're breaking the prime directive. If I remember correctly, that shut-in phone scam was only after 9 a.m. Remember that?
It was.
It was after 9 a.m. when everybody else was at work.
Right.
I loved it.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, I heard that the Washington Redskins are looking at Jeremy Coleman in the upcoming draft. They're looking to fill the position of scat back.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is somebody who is tracking with the show.
All right.
See you guys.
Thank you, my friend. Here's a little fanfare for you.
There you go.
Here's a little fanfare right there. Isn't it marvelous?
He's a few steps ahead of everybody else. That's good. That's a good caller.
Someone who already knows where the story is going.
That's right. Somebody who figured it out just when we did.
Scat back Jeremy Coleman. Listen, enough with that. Robbie, you got the Frank and Kathy C tape?
Tape one.
Tape number one.
All right. Okay.
Get ready for some big-time analyzing.
Does he do this move? Does he clear his throat like he did when he was talking about Cody?
No, but listen to him. He is so neutered.
Okay.
She has got him. She might as well wear a dog collar.
She's totally the boss.
When he's sitting there. Just listen to this.
And now, from Times Square Studio.
Oh, I don't want the intro, Rob.
Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer.
We come inside tonight for a special 2020 Downtown. It's been 3 years now since we all watched with morbid fascination yet another celebrity couple endure a public trial by fire. In 1997...
Right away. I got to say, right away. Right away, endure. Right away, mm-hmm. They are the victims.
Yes.
You know.
And as you hear this, you're going to hear she's the martyr of all martyrs. Mm-hmm. Rob, fast forward past this crap, please. Right to where the Cunny Gifford starts yelling at Frank.
You set the table up, and it's just immediate, mm-hmm. You know, not a level playing field. There's the angle right there.
And if I had a dollar for every time she said that she didn't, I'm talking about Cunny Lee Gifford, every time she said she didn't want this to go on.
Right.
And she doesn't want to keep talking about this.
Right.
And she wants to move past this.
That's such a bald-faced lie.
She's forgiven him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really, if you've really forgiven him,
you'd let it go.
Why are you neutering him on national television again?
She's doing it for two reasons. A, she's not forgiving him. And B, she loves being the martyr.
Mm-hmm. She does.
This is the first time Frank and Kathy Lee Gifford have sat down together for a television interview.
This is funny.
About the searing episode.
This is how searing.
Of course I do.
And the one word that best summarizes how you got in the mess or why?
Stupidity.
Horniness. Mm-hmm. Horny. Why doesn't he be honest?
Nice. Poor guy.
Stupidity.
You know, all the answers. It's like anybody who's ever been in a deposition, and my guy's been in a few depositions before. That's what happens sometimes when you do a radio show. What they do is the lawyers, they run you through all the possible scenarios.
Right.
So that they get you to answer questions the way you should answer them. And I'm sure that Kathy Lee and Frank drilled over this 1,000 times at their Connecticut home. Now, Frank Gifford, when she says to you, describe in one word, what's the one word?
Stupidity, Kathy.
Very good.
Thank you, Mommy.
Let's go back to that. What's the one word?
Sexual energy, stupidity.
Stupidity.
Thank you. Yes, yes, Kathy.
That's right, Frank Gifford.
Show me the trophies, please.
Please.
Stupidity.
You won't argue with that, will you?
No.
Women would never argue with that.
No.
Who's he looking at when he says that?
Her. He's looking at Kathy. Cunning.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Looking right at Cunny.
Did I say the right thing? Did you little ventriloquist dummy say the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Disappointed me. It was devastating on a level I never dreamed I could be devastated on, because he's the person I love the very most in the whole world.
And we should point out, I'm sorry to stop it again, but we should point out that in the history of marriage, This is the first time this has ever happened to a married couple.
Yes.
Right.
You know, you listening to
I'll tell you, it's the first time some guy ever banged another woman or vice versa and had it drag out for 3 years and be on national television.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
I kept saying to them, it's a compliment, honey. I know you think I'm taking this a little hard, but I said, the deeper the love is the deeper the disappointment, the deeper the pain.
Christ.
Go back and we look at the picture of the two of you on your...
Hey, Robbie, how far into it is where Giff talks about killing himself? Because that's the one part where I really just rolled back in the chair
and laughed.
Wow. Where he talks about...
I was driving my little Mercedes sports car, and I thought how easy it would be just to drive off the embankment and end it all.
I think it's in this segment.
It's in this segment?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He'll laugh. It's funny. He's talking about killing himself.
He might be telling the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I do believe.
Absolutely.
Day. Young and stupid, you mean? Guilty. And are you?
Oh, and Kathy Lee also drops the S-bomb.
Right.
And she also says the word ass a couple of times.
You know, they both, it's tough sometimes to tell between Connie Lee and Diane Sawyer. You know, they both have that kind of been in New York, breathing the pollution, too many hair chemicals down their throat sound of their voice.
Well, I think Diane Sawyer thinks it makes her sound sophisticated, and Kathy Lee likes that whole breathy, you know, feel bad for me. You know, the same way she sings? You know,
oh, thank you. You know, it's boring, bordering on, hello, I can't have no voice left.
Very different from that girl.
Yeah. You know I am, Diane. I'm big. That little girl grew up.
Good morning, I'm Frank Gifford with Kathy Lee Johnson.
It all began 18 years ago.
All right, skip past this. This is the bio part, like where they're running the old black and white footage of Giff playing football and Kathy Lee
Johnson.
But they're on Good Morning America together.
Good Morning America.
He's fully turgid, sitting next to her. I'm going to get her. Oh, I'm going to bang you. As soon as I drop my wife.
Who's the wife who had the red spot?
Maxine.
My wife, Maxine.
That's right. Oh, boy. I want you.
You got it there, Robbie?
I think so.
All right, hold on. I got someone wants to talk about this.
Hello, Nick.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, my friend.
Did you see the look on Frank's face when Kathy said that she was going to stay married to a man that she didn't love?
Yeah, when she said she'd stay married for the children.
For Cody.
Yes.
He looked
so this
like,
is now, now she's chosen, is she basically saying she doesn't love him anymore?
Well, she said that she decided.
Right.
That at the time this happened, that she could stay with a man she didn't love. She'd do it for her children.
Okay. I was waiting for him to say, can't speak, am dumb.
Okay.
I can't speak, am dumb.
I'm telling you, this was an hour of great comedy.
Oh, man.
ABC had to kill last night. Between Ray Romano, poor, stupid Ray Romano on the Millionaire Show, and this, they had to have a giant rating. They really did.
So when you're standing there, you're thinking to yourself, here's what I'm going to say. No, I was saying to myself, no, I'll wait to see what he says, and then God will just have to help us. You have the
Saint
night?
Kathy.
I did.
Mm. I did.
Thought, seriously, about driving home one night.
Here it is.
How easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in that abutment on the side. I already did. Because I lied to her. I cheated on her. And I lied about that. And that's about as bad as you can get.
Oh, God.
And I hated myself for that.
This poor guy.
I hated myself even
more. You know, why doesn't you just pull out a knife and just cut off his balls on TV?
Yeah,
and
it's ridiculous.
Just get it done with, man.
I mean, I understand he did wrong, and I don't condone what he did, but I will tell you right now, this man has been punished sufficiently.
Yes, this man's been on the Green Mile.
He has, indeed.
He's been on the Red Mile. He's been on the Cunny Mile.
You know, and right now you're getting into that elderly thing happening. That's why, you know, and where she can take more and more advantage. That, he's right at that age where men go from being the provider, you know, the virile supporter into, you know, blowing spit bubbles and being late, you know, led around by mommy.
Right, and she has to, like, start changing his diaper and stuff.
Absolutely.
For... I was such a phony. And I couldn't care less about most people thinking that, but I hated to feel that way about myself.
I know, it's funny, isn't it?
I just about ended it. And I realized that was not the way to go.
I was surprised he told you about wanting to take his car into the side of the highway. That's the state he was in when he asked me to forgive him.
At the moment he told you, you said, I forgive you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is the biggest bold-faced lie. The moment that, according to Kathy C., the moment he comes home and he says, listen, it's true, I banged that stewardess, the first thing she says is, I forgive you. Come on, if she really forgives him, why is he on TV 3 years later?
Well, you know, you just realize that the way I would understand this, Kathy Lee can get on and say whatever she wants. There's no way he's going to contradict anything that she says. He will just sit there. He won't contradict her in private, much less on TV. So if she says, the first thing I said, even though the first thing was, you bastard, yeah, incredible bastard, which is what she said, but he's not. Nobody's going to contradict her, public or private, because she's, you know, she's in charge here.
That's right.
All the people who watch this, Dave.
Yeah, my favorite part of the interview last night had to be when she said that she was thinking about killing him, the look on his face then.
Oh, that's, yeah, okay, don't give it all away. That's a good part that's coming up.
The other good thing is you hear Kathy Lee letting off her sweatshop employees for Cinco de Mayo today.
Oh, really?
Down in Mexico, yeah. I'm in Burlington, Vermont. The station's about to come back in across town.
Oh, there it is.
I don't know what happened at the end.
Me either.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, oops. My wife is...
Hold on. I got two lines. Hey, there you go. I had two lines together.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife is really, really tough. I mean, she'd cut mine off, and...
So would mine. my wife would cut mine off and wear them as earrings.
Yeah, I fit into that category also.
And she started feeling sorry for Frank, and she said, hey, Kathy Lee, why don't you just throw him a liver snap?
That's great.
You had to see it. This poor son of a bitch.
Kathy, I take my convertible Mercedes and drive it into the abutment.
How great is that? How great is that?
He was devastated. The minute he asked me, I said the words. How can you not forgive someone so broken? How can you call yourself a decent human being if you cannot forgive someone that you have shared so much with?
That's right, Kathy, because you're so great. That's what it's all about.
And don't get us wrong here. I mean, the issue here is, did she forgive him? No, she hasn't forgiven him.
And the other thing that I can't get past is that she says she's quit her TV show to keep her kids out of the spotlight. Mm-hmm. And I think later in this interview, they're both going to say that they tried to shield Cody and Cassidy from reading about this. Well, how do you handle 3 years later going on TV and talking about it for an hour if you're concerned about your kids at all?
Sure. And you know, if you've got somebody who's a little more hip, that's a little bit more contemporary, the line really for a normal celebrity would probably be, he's an a-hole. He had a pretty damn tough year. What a jerk. He was a moron. That's it. Whereby, instead of this constant hand-wringing of, what kind of person would I be?
Forgive. That's the first thing.
Kathy, I almost took my Mercedes into the apartment. My tiny Mercedes sports car right over the abutment. I almost did. Kathy. All right. I'll get in the box. Good night, Dale.
Good night, Frank Gifford. You were a very nice trained doggy on TV. Enjoy your liver snaps.
Thank you, Kathy.
If you're very good, tomorrow I'll throw in some sausages.
Oh, and wait till she talks about boning him.
Oh, really?
Otherwise, she says, When he loves me and I love him.
Is that how she puts it?
Yes. Yeah.
That's rehearsed.
Yeah.
That's
how they heal each other.
Right.
Is they bone each other.
You know that doesn't happen behind closed doors either. Yeah. She uses all the words.
You think so?
Oh, of course she does. She's a bad girl. She's a
big talker.
Sure.
Mm. Brought two beautiful children into the world. He's been there for you through the the world puts you.
She used the S word?
I told you, she dropped the S bomb, and she also says A.
Wow.
A little later. Jesus. Because she's so controversial.
Yes.
Controversial.
And if that offended anybody, tough. I got the right to say it.
Way to go, Kathy. You go, girlfriend. You're so brave.
She thinks I've lost my mind.
You're so brave.
What's harder, to forgive someone or to forgive yourself?
Softball question.
Much harder. But also, it's torpedoing Gif. Right. I don't think what he did was right, but this is unfair.
He didn't kill anybody.
Right. They are really... You've got Diane Sawyer, the lunch buddy of Kathy Lee, just eyeballing Frank. And meanwhile, which is harder, to forgive somebody else or to forgive yourself? What? My God, what man to have to sit there and endure that. Mm.
He's not a man,
He's
Mike.
Not a man. He gave up being a man a long time ago.
Less than a man.
Yep.
I'm just stupid.
for stupid dipper.
That's kind of hard to forgive when you're as vain as I am.
How do you keep from saying something in that first 5 minutes, 20 minutes, day that you can't go back from?
Oh, I have said the things that I can't take back. I've said every manner of evil thing to him.
I thought you just said that the first thing she said was, I forgive you.
Right. That was the first thing. Then she followed it with lots of evil things.
I'm going to give her her props.
No, come
that's
on. Hold
honest.
On.
That's
no.
honest.
Which at the time he totally and completely deserved.
I take it. You were right. You were right. There I was, getting all soft on Kathy Lee, and she immediately, I remove what I just said. Which he deserved.
Which he deserved. Oh, God, she is the queen of seas.
We're all hugs and kisses from day one. We have been through hellish situations, but we never left. It's important not to leave, because once you leave, it's too easy not to come back.
Did you ever want to just kill him?
Oh, gosh, yes. Of course I wanted to kill him. And then I had humor
I know.
About it.
Oh, man,
and
Diane, you know sorry. Boy, there's a tough question, Diane.
It makes you want to fly to New York tonight
right.
and buy Frank Gifford a whore.
I know.
And say, listen,
I
Gif,
sure does.
It's on the Don and Mike show.
Just get a room full of call girls just for Gif. They're all for Gif.
Yeah. And all of them giving him manual relief.
Absolutely. We're just going to sit over in the corner and eat cake.
Once we found out there was a video, I remember laughing on my way out in the morning. I looked back and I said, I'm so glad it's not my fat ass on that video. And I went out the door. I could even laugh even then. Because I had to. Humor is a tool that God gives you to survive.
No, Frank Gifford is a tool.
He turned him into a tool.
He deserved it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
At least it wasn't my fat ass on the tape.
Thank you, honey. May I have another? I remember saying it.
Okay. All right. Now, here's one of the many songs she's written about how this has ruined her life.
Surviving the unbearable.
Diane Sawyer can kiss my ass.
I would say, you know what unbearable is? Unbearable is losing a loved one.
Yeah.
Unbearable is having nothing. Mm-hmm. Unbearable is,
sure.
You know, getting run over by a car. Your husband boning a stewardess. Listen, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, and you know what? And for the first couple of weeks and the first maybe 6 months, it's horrible. It's probably a horrible situation to do. This is three years.
3 years later.
Let it go.
At first you think you can't even project a year down the road. You say, I won't be alive.
Who moved away first?
Creating space first. Who had the thirst to move on?
Brian, Kathy Lee?
But it's one thing to declare yourself a kind of Olympic champion of forgiveness and say the words.
Jesus.
Another thing, to mean them.
You create your own movie reel.
That's exactly right.
And it plays over and over and over
again. That's exactly right.
That's why I stayed away from all the media.
Oh, okay. Hold on. We may have a winner right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why she stayed away from all the media.
She is media.
Yeah.
Every day she was on the television.
That's why she stayed away from the media. Oh, please.
Unbelievable.
And it plays over and over and over again.
That's right. That's why I stayed away from all the media. I had very few images to haunt me. I had enough.
And how do you turn off the machine?
Prayer. You can't do it on your own.
Does anyone? Really, we are here. Rarely do I compliment us this way, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to help America through this. Okay, if no one else is doing this, everybody should be doing it.
Like everybody who watched it last night had the same reaction.
Oh God,
that you are having.
Oh man, I'm getting it fresh because I didn't see it. This should be exposed. I am blaming two people here. We have Kathy Lee and we have Diane Sawyer.
Poor Frank.
And Frank over there just blowing spit bubbles.
Poor Frank.
You're getting up every day virtually and going in and doing a show with everybody studying you. How is she today?
I got to do a break. Let's come back with segment two, Robbie.
You got it.
Segment number two, because it's not over.
How does she do it?
Right.
Kathy. Oh, Kathy, when I thought about my Mercedes sports car driving into the apartment,
hello, Don and Mike show. Christ, that's funny, isn't it?
It is funny. It's great. If it's one thing, it's funny.
Hello, Lee.
Hi.
Hi there, baby.
I got a report on email today that yesterday when Kathy C. was at Garden State Mall,
yeah,
doing, signing her little sucky CD,
right,
this guy walks up, hands her a paper bag. She opens it. It's filled with live mice. She jumps on the table, starts screaming, and the police can't catch the guy. He got away.
They were a bag of live mice.
A bag of live mice. I figured it was one of your listeners. That's what I thought, but it didn't say anything about that.
Well, I'll take credit for it.
Live mice.
I think you should.
I'll take credit for it. It's a great idea.
Hey, did you get the live mice that I sent you, Kevin?
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Don?
Yes.
What I was saying is, for the good of the male gender, someone should go in and just take Frank out of his misery.
Someone should kill Frank.
like in the end of the Last of the Mohicans.
No, I don't think he deserves any more pain. I think right at this point he's paid. Yeah, I like Don's original idea.
We should fly to New York this weekend.
That's right.
Get a bunch of hookers. Get a nice room at the Plaza. Get a room with a big hot tub.
Yeah.
And a mini bar and
sure,
porno Spectrovision.
Absolutely. And just, you know, Frank, and just fill the hot tub like with champagne or something.
A bunch of naked chicks.
Here you go. Marine biology, Frank.
And listen, I'm sure he doesn't have to wear a rubber, right?
No.
I mean, he did knock her up how long ago? 5 years ago?
Maybe five.
Did he knock her up?
Yeah, I think something like that.
Or maybe he'll have to wear, maybe he still has to wear a rubber.
We threw my Mercedes into the abutment. What about it? It's funny.
Man. God damn it.
And you know,
funny.
And he, 3 years ago, I'm sure he probably did say something like that. You know, and maybe it was genuine, but maybe he was doing what men do sometimes when they are
saying whatever you have to say to get yourself out of trouble. Listen, I've been plenty of trouble. I've never pulled that one out with Frida.
And Frida, when I was coming home, I thought about taking my little Volvo sports car and driving it right over the edge.
You know, Frida would say to me, I wish you had.
I think that would be a good interview.
Listen, they're on a touchdown. Clear them out. We'll get back. Part two of the Kathy C. and Frank neutering show coming up.
Yeah, better than I ever would have expected.
Secret Sound number two. Brand new sound. It's worth $500. Be the 100th person to call Toya right now. She's standing by at 877-365-3636.
Oh, honey, I'm just such a loser.
That is, unless you're now considering driving your Mercedes sports car. Nothing about that. We'll be back.
They're smart. They're funny. They're just not quite as handsome as Mikey Rockhead, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Thank God that prick's not here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me that, you know, we've replaced Mike Rockhead with three beautiful women, Bloody Beth, Toya Swallow, and Lisa the Nympho.
Yes.
And when I was just back in the call screeners room watching Wendell taking apart a computer, Lisa the Nympho told me that she had a sex dream about me last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice. I'd like to hear about that in a moment.
I think we should bring her in and have her explain the details.
But first, I wonder if you want three more words in the J.B. Coleman story for the camcorder today.
Pay attention, everyone.
Here's your next word. And. And. Right?
Frantically. I was so hoping you'd say and because it set up my next word nicely.
Buzz?
Looking.
You and frantically looking.
Mm-hmm.
Your next three words in the J.B. Coleman Cinco de Mayo story to win the camcorder. Robbie, find the dream music, please.
Okay.
You know that harp? I want to hear about Lisa's dream in a second. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, you are the 100th caller.
All right.
What be thy name?
My name is Luke.
Luke?
Luke, I'm your father.
Where are you from, Luke?
Columbia.
Please, for the love of God, turn your radio down, Luke.
Columbia.
All right, Luke, you have won tickets. Well, I don't know if you're the winner or the loser of this contest.
Uh-oh.
You have won tickets to see Larry Gatlin.
Hey, all right.
Well, I mean, thank you.
In the Civil War, live on stage at Wolf Trap, May 25th.
It's an epic, Don.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you.
But wait, there's more. Here you go with the chance to win $500. Now, you are at a bit of a disadvantage. This is a brand-new, never-before-heard secret sound.
Very exciting.
Are you ready?
Give it to me.
Play you the sound. Give you 15 seconds. Please don't answer until Mike sings like Bob Goulet.
Right.
We wish you
Godspeed.
caller, name this sound.
There, oops, there it is.
All right.
Hey, I just said, oops, there it is.
Oops, there it is.
And I didn't even mean to. There is the brand new sound. It is worth 500 bucks.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah!
Oh, yes!
Yes, yes! What is that sound?
The sound of the keys on an old typewriter.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, nope. We're
nope.
Sorry.
Nope. Decent guess. Don't forget, every guess is
a clue for you.
Clue for you.
Gee.
Secret sound number two. We had a winner yesterday. Now, before we get back to the Cunningly Gifford tape, I don't know if we're going to get anything as great as Gift talking about killing himself, but we'll go through the last part of it in a second.
It is one fine piece of TV.
First, here is Lisa the Nympho.
Ah, very good.
Who's going to tell us,
gentlemen?
Who's going to tell us with her belly ring in today?
Wow.
Or what
it's
is
in
it?
Every day. Yeah, it's belly ring.
A belly ring?
Yeah. It's there every day.
Do you have different rings for it? Or?
Actually, this is the only one I have. I haven't had it for very long. It's all healed. I'm just, I'm too scared to kind of take it out and change it. So.
It's wonderful just watching you play with it.
Thanks.
I think we're all fans of the navel ring.
Sure.
On this show. No, Rob, you don't like the navel ring?
Like
really?
I wonder if you'll play with your belly ring for us tonight. Thank you. Okay, tell me about this dream you had.
Okay, yeah, y'all were talking about dreams the other day or whatever. I don't really remember the whole dream, but basically the gist of it was...
The gist of it was?
I don't remember if I got that far, but I remember I asked you if you could get me something out of the office, and I grabbed your hand and pulled you in the office, and we just started kissing and kind of making out on one of the leather couches in the office.
Really? One of our flesh-colored couches?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Those couches have seen a lot of action.
Yeah, they sure have.
Yeah.
And I feel proud that in my dream I am part of that.
Did we do it?
I'm going to have to go with yes on that one.
Yes. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Was I on top or bottom?
I don't remember.
Think.
Or, you know, it doesn't always have to be that option.
Right. Oh, no.
Well, it's her dream.
No.
It's her dream. It could be done doggy style.
You don't like doggy style?
No. But I was thinking about the no-no spot. You took...
Oh, no.
You took the test, right?
I have once.
No, you don't have to... It doesn't have to be the no-no spot.
You know, I'm not...
Doggy style.
I'm not a fan of doggy style.
Remember, I understand you're not.
He feels it's too close.
It's too close to the no-no spot. I understand.
Thank you for remembering, K.O.B.
Really?
Yes.
See, now this is something I did not know. I would not have guessed that.
Yeah. So was it doggy style? No, it wasn't.
Not if you don't want it to be.
Okay. Wow.
That's the right answer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Lisa.
No, really. Thank you.
Really, if you were satisfied with that dream, there's no way it was me.
There she goes.
Lisa the Nympho.
Yeah, you're happy.
Yeah.
That's a little extra spring in the step.
Have a good weekend now.
Yeah, fantastic. So, you know, meanwhile, Toya's riding up with Buzz. Lisa's dreaming about Don. Hi, everybody.
That leaves Bloody Beth for you.
Oh, good.
Who's just about a year older than your daughter.
Oh, God. All right. Well, that kills that. What?
Legal.
It's legal. She's legal.
Yeah.
Bloody Beth is legal, Mike.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, let's get back to the...
That's all I say to that. You know, when I have nothing to say, I go, I don't know.
The Frank and Cunny tape.
All right, okay. Very good.
Here's the second part. So, I can't believe they devoted, like, the entire 2020 last night to this.
Yeah.
So, they go through the beginning where, again, she says that... First thing she said was that she forgives him, which, of course, she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says he wanted to kill himself.
Right.
Then they show her on stage singing one of the many songs that she's written about how betrayed she's been.
This is after she had sung songs written by others to demonstrate her, you know, your lying eyes.
And who's sorry now.
Absolutely.
So now she's writing her own songs about how bad Giff is.
Because she couldn't give it to him enough with other artists.
So here we go with segment two. Coming back from commercials. And what a great legacy this is to leave for Cody and Cassidy.
You remember, earlier this year, Kathy Lee Gifford announced that she is leaving her Daily Show in the summer. And long before the incident with her husband, she had endured constant attack, the most wounding, an accusation that her line of clothing had exploited children in third world sweatshops.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I hate to stop you right there, Diane, sorry again, but constant attacks, the most wounding.
Enduring.
Once again...
The victim...
She's the amazing superwoman, you know, Kathy Lee Gifford.
You know, right away. I mean, I'd like to point out, these attacks, these charges, you know, it was an even playing field. You either believe that they were true, or you believe they weren't. So, Diane Sawyer has made her editorial comment.
Of course. She's in the Cunny Lunch Group.
You were most wounding.
That's right, Kathy.
God.
And I thought about taking...
How much you want to know when Giff got in his tiny Mercedes sports car today? He thought about driving off the road.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thinking about having to go downtown to the men's club that he goes to, wherever he goes, and knowing that every guy's going to just look at him and go, you are a disgrace.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, Kathy.
Wouldn't it be great if he had made the fist? You know,
hey, this is quite enough of this crap.
F you and F you too. I'm out of here. Rips off the lavalier microphone.
Pulls out his penis.
This is what matters. Do you understand? Right here.
Look at this right here.
This is the goods.
Look at these nuts. These nuts, Diane.
Hallelujah, Diane.
Does any public figure who starts to talk about a happy private life start to dare the devil? And how do we all feel if the devil decides to collect? The Globe.
A respirator in the back. It's a good ABC audio.
About a hero's fall from grace. Frank Gifford was 66 in the last half of his great career when he walked into that hotel room.
Like, poor Giff has not been torpedoed enough for the previous half hour. Now we're coming back.
You say the last half of his career. Yeah, the end of his life. He was at the end of his life. God.
So if there's something that you can say to Frank Gifford 5-10 years ago, what's the one thing you'd want to say to him?
Don't ask the stewardess.
These questions. Dick Cat, come on. Kathy Lee got together.
Softball of all softballs.
She got together with Diane Sawyer. She submitted them on yellow lined paper. Said, here, ask me this.
Well, it's pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious.
And it's really kind of a shame, too, isn't it, really, that we have to live that way.
It's a shame we have to live that way.
And in a country that is so free and nice that people can set you up and trap you in such a way, even though you stupidly allow it to happen.
That's right, Giff.
And all they want to do is make money out of it.
It was not about sex at all. It was about ego. Coming on the heels of the...
No, hold it.
Now, here's where Mr. Gifford's line of BS perhaps has taken hold.
It was about sex.
Of course it was. Of course.
He's told her it's not about sex. He's told her it's about ego.
Yeah.
It was
sex.
About
sex.
Absolutely. She was hot.
Mm-hmm.
She had bigger boobs. She probably did everything that Kathy Lee stopped doing.
Right.
It was all about sex.
Sure.
Whole cruel and really unfair sweatshop agenda that somebody had, you know. I mean, we'd already been battered and beaten and devastated for a solid year.
Oh, please.
And so we were weak. We were vulnerable.
Battered and beaten and devastated and oh so GD rich.
Hold on, I might have a comment here. Wait a minute.
Here we go. It was very faint, but
sorry.
Audible. There you go.
That fart was brought to you by...
We have a sponsor.
Milwaukee Frozen Custard. MilwaukeeFrozenCustard.com.
Bravo.
Sorry.
Bravo.
I wish you could have whipped up a better one for you.
You know, not only are they sponsored now, but you can offer commentary during Kathy Lee's talking about being, you know, devastated and battered and oh so rich.
What he did. Any man can tell you why Frank did. And most women can pretty much understand it, too, under some circumstances. But I don't think anybody can. Let's ask those people why they did what they did to what, good people.
What people? I think you're talking about the people.
And all the people who say,
people.
If you get in public life and talk about yourself, you ask for it.
You do.
Well, you say, where, you know.
Oh, my God. Finally, a tough question. A somewhat tough question by Diane Sawyer.
Because we make our living in the public eye.
That tabloid, The Globe, is now under new ownership, American Media, Inc., which says only they didn't know what The Globe did before they arrived, adding new ownership will not engage in any stings. And the woman who enticed Frank Gifford into the hotel room now says she wants to apologize to Kathy Lee.
Right.
She said that she wanted to write you and say she was sorry. Do you want her to?
Well, she's had 3 years to do it. You know what? Whatever she did is not between her and me. What she did is between her and God.
No, she did it between her and Frank.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's between, honey.
Oh, man, she wants to apologize. I wonder if that's true, that she wants to apologize.
No, she wants to get her name back in the newspaper.
That's exactly what it is.
But listen, take that at face value. Kathy Lee won't accept the apology 3 years later.
Right.
But she, at the same time, she's still making Frank go through the ringer for 3 years about
sure,
him.
Sure, there's a contradiction there.
There's a weird balance there.
But she better get right with him before she attempts to get right with me.
But however united the Giffords were in their rage at the tabloids, just a year ago at home, Kathy Lee Gifford says she was still living in torment.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Then
a friend said something I'll never forget. If you can't forgive your husband, forgive your children's father.
Here we go.
Okay, here's the contradiction. If you can't. So, what do we get here? Obviously, she hasn't forgiven him.
Right.
Even though those were the first words out of her mouth.
Right. All right, here we go now. This is where she's going to say that she stayed with him for the kids.
Oh, God.
You know, just as a way, you know, like his nuts aren't shriveled up enough already, like his nuts already don't look like sun-made raisins.
Really?
This is just, like, injecting something into his nuts to shrink them a little bit more.
Piling on.
Bring to myself, even if it means I stay married to somebody I no longer am in love with for the rest of my life, I will still do it for my children's sake.
What a brave martyr you are, Kathy.
Yeah, and once again, and you know, really, once again, this is the only woman who's ever done this.
Of course.
Yeah, this is Kathy Lee wrote the book on this. She's Saint Kathy Lee. Like, she's the only woman who's ever made a decision like that.
Oh, that's God. The point I'd come to, because I realized that even if I'd fallen out of love with him, which I had, because he'd hurt me so deeply, he was still my best friend.
Whether we could totally forget.
Listen to him. I'm sorry. Now, I know Frank Gifford always had a high voice, but it used to be, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Okay. And now it's like,
timid. Very timid.
Whether we Kathy.
He was still my best friend.
Whether we could totally forget. Whether Kathy could totally forget.
Kathy.
It's predicated, too, on part of what we wanted Cody and Cassidy to feel about their mother and father.
All right, listen, here you go. So what do you want Cody and Cassidy to think about their mother and father?
Mm-hmm.
How much damage do you think this is doing to Cody and Cassidy?
Go on a major television network to talk about this crap again instead of just moving on with your life.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's where they lose me.
Yeah, they can't. It's a total hypocrisy. It's the supreme hypocrisy.
And it's her. I don't think it's him. It's her.
She's doing what she says to what she tells him to do.
She's manipulating this situation.
Sure.
She could give a rat's ass about her kids for all this talk about being the mother of the year.
Sure.
If she really cared about her kids, she wouldn't be on the cover of the goddamn Ladies Home Journal with
them.
She wouldn't trot them out on TV endlessly. And she wouldn't put them through this crap.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
We wanted them to feel that there was love and there was caring. And that they should grow this way also.
The main thing was... Our children adore their father. He is an awesome father.
Someday you'll tell them about all this, or?
Absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely we will. That'll probably be the hardest day of Frank's life.
Like they don't know?
Right. Unbelievable.
Like they don't know?
Unbelievable. But, you know, whether they know or not, they're going to know.
But you know what? This is something she's still holding over his head.
Sure.
Because, you know, now, no matter how good things go.
Right.
Whenever he pisses her off, she goes, say,
well, if you don't want to go to Mar-a-Lago for the weekend, perhaps I'll just sit down with Cassidy and tell her what her father's all about.
That's right. Frank Gifford, if you don't want to take the garbage down, maybe I should call Cody down, and you'd like to tell him what you did to Mommy.
She's Geppetto, and he's Pinocchio.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if he was the great father, you know, really, I mean, somebody's got to say, hey, enough of this.
Right.
Yeah. For the kids' sake.
Yeah. Right. Be a man, Frank.
You don't know how much we loved each other because we stayed together.
You've heard the album.
We've heard the album.
No, the album is...
She's talking to Giff.
Oh, she said, you've heard the album.
Because the album might as well be called F. Frank Gifford. Because every song is about betrayal.
Much about a love affair that fractures and then is healed.
Don't they all?
Poor guy.
I think they probably all do somewhere along the line. There are different depths of it.
Last summer, he
used to run for touchdowns.
He was a hard-nosed New York Giants running back, man.
He used to be a man.
Oh, asked her to go with him on a trip to the Mediterranean.
And I didn't want to go. I was still very hurt, and I didn't... That was in my phase where I said, why would I want to go away with you? You know, I'd rather stay home with my children. They haven't hurt me. You know, that kind of...
Oh, Christ. Can you imagine being him and hearing that? Why would I want to go with you? I want to stay home with my children. At least they haven't hurt me.
You want to talk about a low rent? I mean, mean, putting this on, when you really do think about it on that level, when you talk, because they bring the kids into it. We don't. You know, they're bringing the kids into it. But saying this crap on network TV, you know, this stuff that belongs, I mean, no S behind a big closed door.
And Frank begged me to. He just was begging me to.
Poor Gil.
The cares of the world.
Poor Gil.
Remember the good times.
He begged me
to. I fell in love with him again. I still loved sharing everything with him that I'd shared before.
They're playing her goddamn music in the background.
I trust him like that same way again. And the irony is I do now. In fact, when all this was going on, I said, you know
what? No, she doesn't.
No way.
No, she doesn't.
The person can ever have. You're also the best ex-husband the person can ever have. But you really got to work on the present husband stuff. You really got to work on that. He's great to his ex-wives and fabulous to his friends. And here I am, the person he says he loves the most. Devastated by what he admits was a stupidity.
You have to look into her eyes every day and say,
I want to kill her.
Okay, good this day.
No, I don't think. I don't think two people could live that way.
Yes, they can.
Waking up every morning, and I bet you don't live that way. Is this going to be a good day? Oh, no, I don't think so.
You know, right there, I bet that's really what he does say. He wakes up and says,
is this going to be a good day?
Oh, I don't think so.
Hey, just back that up to that part. Because that's
that
really...
so true. He opens his eyes open.
Gifford waking up in the morning.
His eyes open wide in the morning. You know, he looks left, looks right. Jesus, is this going to be one of the bad ones?
All right, here we go. Here's Frank Gifford waking up in the morning. The alarm goes off.
Two people could live that way.
Now, hold on. Spring
waking up every morning, and I bet you don't live that way.
Hold on. Here it is.
Is this going to be a good day?
This is just meaning can I sleep?
Good day?
It's going to be a good day?
No, I don't think so.
Right there. Just give me that. Is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so. And this might be when he wakes up and he sees her.
Right.
He's fine. He's fine until he sees her out of the corner of his eye.
He's just peeking over at her.
Right. He goes, then the little fart bubble goes up and...
Is this going to be a good day? Oh, no, I don't think so.
God.
Jesus Christ.
He begged me to go away.
No, somewhere there's a resolution between the two of you that we can transcend this. And we have.
You're really saying it's better now? But by saying that, I'm giving the tabloids credit, which I would never, ever do, because that would be the next headline. We're responsible for making the Giffords' marriage the best it's ever been. I'll never say that. You know, we live on a daily basis. We're like alcoholics.
You don't really know. I mean, what's wrong with this woman who gives an S? What the tabloids? She does. Hung up on the tabloids.
That's what she cares about.
Amazing.
And I think probably for the rest of our lives we will have to, because people will not let us heal. They have to pick the scab.
There are whole days you go by you don't think of it.
They have to pick up the scab. Let me tell you something, Kathy Lee. If you're listening to us tonight in New York, up in your Connecticut home, we wouldn't be picking on this scab if you weren't on network television talking about it. You dumb honey.
Jesus Christ.
It's ridiculous.
Really? The ultimate hypocrisy.
Well, no. Weeks now. Somebody loves to remind me. But it's easier to cast the stones.
Yeah, right.
It's easier to cast the stones than to stand up and be a man like he was and said, I was an idiot. And I almost lost the best thing about my
family. What choice does he have?
No choice.
I think Frank should be applauded for that. Applauded for that. He was a real leader. I didn't see that.
Yeah, we'll applaud him for that.
And
for all the couples still working all of those promises. The Giffords say, even if you don't
the happy
believe
ending music.
It, yeah.
Something as fragile as a broken vow.
Jesus.
And if all I have been through in such a public way for so many years does not ring true to people, that I can say that, I have nothing to gain except more aggravation by saying this. Whatever God got me through, he can get you through too.
Well, listen, I'll tell you something. God hates you, Kathy.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a second. I believe I see the career change. We might just have a clue, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Right at the end there, we might have the next Tammy Faye right here.
Imagine that.
That's where she'd go. Of course she'd go there.
Her and Gift coming out on some goddamn religious channel.
That's where they go to do that kind of stuff.
Sitting down with Captain Steubing from the Love Boat.
Absolutely. She's not going to be able to not exist, you know, without that media outlet. She's got to have it. She can't survive without it. That's the clue right there where she's setting the table. Okay, mark my words.
All right.
See, PTL, Kathy Lee Gifford.
So many years. Does not ring true to people that I can say that. Well, I have nothing to gain except more aggravation by saying this.
Right.
Whatever God got me through, he can get you through.
Poor Kathy Lee.
It's very easy to fall in love, very easy to fall out of love. Just the word fall means you have no control. But staying in love.
Gee, thanks.
Choice you make.
I didn't know what the word fall meant.
I will stay or I will not stay.
She's working him by saying that.
Mm-hmm.
By sitting next to him and saying, you can fall in love or out of love. You can stay or you can go. She's working the poor bastard.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
Over that.
He can leave too, you know.
Say, wait a minute. What did we have?
He's not going to leave until he gets a shovel of dirt on his face.
He's leaving.
Well, I don't know a finer man than Frank. I don't want to start all over again with some other jerk. I like the jerk I've got.
Oh, God.
So it's going to last forever.
It's all about her.
Yours or ours?
Yours.
Gotcha.
Wasn't that fun, Frank?
Marriage would last forever.
I don't have a lot of forever.
Oh, I might not make it through the weekend.
I tell you, I'm about to. It's almost dirt nap time.
I don't have a lot of forever. He's probably looking forward to death.
Yeah.
Of course, if he's got to live this.
The sweet release of death.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, come on, Frank. Make us all happy.
Running out of time and running out of wives.
Oh, God. She hates him. She's punishing him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can count the end. He's going to count the beginning.
What did he say there?
Hold on, back it
what
up.
What did that Phoebe say there?
Back it up.
This last wife. You know what I'm saying? Running out of time and running out of wives.
I'm down to talk. I'm still saying about when you can count the end easier than you count
it's
the end.
It's inaudible. It's official. It's babbling. She has reduced him to a babbling lunatic.
Time and running out of wives.
Listen to this. Try to understand this.
I'm down to talk. I'm still saying about when you can count the end easier than you count.
That old saying.
He's inaudible at the end there,
baby. I'm down to talk. I'm still saying about when you can count the end. He's in the gap of the day.
He can't be understood because he jumped from bread for baby.
That's all. I don't want any more of that.
Thank you.
There you go.
Well, hey, that was fun.
You know,
I'll tell you, it was mighty entertaining.
God bless her.
You know, God bless them both for offering us that kind of entertainment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know, in some ways, the Giffords are like Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just keep giving and giving to
the
show.
They do. They do. They cannot be slighted for that. They give us material.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, are you talking to me?
Yes.
Hey, would you like me to kill Kathy Lee Gifford for you?
No, come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey.
Do I sound like the normal hit from South Carolina?
Yes.
Because I am. That's not one of the reasons I called is now all Diane needed to do was have a special guest host, Dr. Kevorkian. He needed to come in and finish the job for us.
That would have been a nice ending of the segment, I think.
Pull Gif's plug.
Yeah, absolutely. Gif has nothing to live for anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Didn't Gif leave his first wife for Cunny C. Gifford?
Oh, yes, he did.
I think he left his second wife.
His second wife
for Cunny Lee Gifford. I think she might be trophy wife number three.
But she can't forgive the woman that he was with this time, though.
Exactly.
Right.
And the way, I mean, I don't know the details, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but the way I understood it was she kind of,
she stole him away.
Targeted Gif when he was still married.
That's what we're here. That's what I've read in the evil tabloids.
Yes, the evil tabloids.
So that's why Kathy Lee is so right. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
All I know is we got three great news tapes. The tape about Gif talking about killing himself.
That's right.
Where he talks about getting up in the morning and realizing it's going to be a bad day. And then when he says,
blah, 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 blah. That's too good.
Yeah, hello there.
Hi, this is Tony calling from Springfield. How you guys doing?
Fine.
I just want to tell you thank you because, you know, Frank Gifford, he's a guy, a lot of money, famous football player, broadcaster. My life will never be as bad as his.
Yes, every man out there can take some solace in that.
And that's where they get credit. The Giffords get credit. Not that they knew that they were doing this. But I'll tell you right now, by coming on TV, you realize what a truly evil woman can do to
right.
a guy.
It could be a lot worse. All you guys out there listening right now, it could be worse no matter what situation you're in.
Absolutely.
You could be married to that.
Mm-hmm.
You could have to go home to that every night. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you bastard.
And then you'd be saying...
He's a jerk. He's an idiot.
And then you would also want to take your Mercedes sports car and drive it to the abutment.
Right.
And you'd wake up in the morning.
So is this going to be a good day?
No. No, Kathy. Hello.
Yeah, Donna Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just going to comment on that lady the other day, the wacko that called and say that you all advocated child violence. Well, this is child violence right here. The Kathy Lee damaging these children so deeply.
Nah, you know, as much as we slam the givers, it's not child violence, but it's sure bad judgment from where we sit.
It might be psychological abuse on some level.
I
but
think
it's
that they
nothing physical.
They certainly could do a better job.
Hello, Lisa. Don and Mike show.
Hey, can you believe she's doing this just to sell CDs? It is disgusting.
I think there are a lot more reasons than just to sell CDs. Number one, she loves being in the spotlight. She loves being the martyr. For him, I mean, yeah, he's just being dragged along for this.
He has no choice.
Sad.
You're cracking me up. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Goodbye. That's the best.
He probably carries one of those portable Boy Scout shovels in his back pocket.
He should.
Just in case he dies.
Yeah.
You know, every day he probably wakes up and goes, where's my shovel? Mm-hmm. Just in case I die, wherever I am, you can just bury me.
And this is it. You know, if they go to the well one more time on this, it's going to be overkill. And now she's probably kind of looking forward to the next big role, the Widow Gifford.
Hello, Tom and Mike's show.
Right. Hello?
Hello.
I'm just wondering if it wouldn't be appropriate to have a moment of silence for poor Frank's nuts today.
That's pretty sad.
For Frank's nuts, yes. Yeah, those dried up, shriveled up, raisin-like gonads.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I would also like to add, I'm painting almost every room of my house, and I was just introduced to your radio show a couple days ago, and it's wonderful. I don't know if it's the paint fumes that's getting to me, but you guys are definitely making the time go by.
There you go.
What a nice compliment.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have the break. We'll be right back.
So, everybody loves Don and Mike.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
The writing is delicious. Laugh it up. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's do three more quick words at our J.B. Coleman Cinco de Mayo tribute to win the digital Palm Quarter camcorder from Cox Cable In Demand.
All right.
Buzz, why don't you take the next word?
Four.
Is scat.com one word?
Yes.
Yes.
Scat.com. Mike?
Okay, scat.com.
Or scat.com.
As.
Okay. All right.
Well,
okay.
You got to scat.com real quick. This way. I thought we'd have another activity going on.
I'm positive that we are being scammed on this. Here is. It says on the screen, Monica wants to defend Kathy Lee.
Yeah, I mean, she's a good person. She's just trying to live her life and raise her children. I don't see why you guys are so hard on her.
You're on the level, right?
No, she's not. This is another one of those women that just wants to get on radio shows.
No, I'm really serious.
No, come on, please.
Hello?
You're not serious.
Are you really telling the truth that you're really trying to defend Kathy Lee?
Well, I can understand why you wouldn't like her because, you know, she's a little bit showy and whatever. But I think that she's trying to do the right thing, and if I could turn back time, if I could find a way,
this
I'd take back
lady.
Those words I heard you think different and you'd stay.
All right. And it was soon as I saw it on the screen that
Good
it had
call.
To be a scam call.
Good call.
I knew it. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Oh, Lisa. Lisa, you nympho. You're so gifted.
sexually. But you're so naive when it comes to answering our telephones. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Question I have is, what does Kathy C. have on Frank Gifford to make him stay and put up with this crap?
You know, that's an excellent
question,
except that what's he looking at except a coffin right now? I mean, what's he going to do? If he leaves, he has no way of generating income anymore.
Yeah, and I don't doubt he loves his kids, too. I mean, his kids probably mean an awful lot to him. I mean, you've got the standard things that that you're dealing with there. And, you know, he's not the one, except he's got a little of that, too, that he loves the public eye. I'm sure that they love the same things. I mean, they love the money. They love the fame. They enjoy that type of thing. But right now, he's wishing he could be in a desert with his head 6 feet under.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey,
how
buddy.
You doing?
Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to say Kathy Lee so much needs to get over that.
She never will, honey.
Woman. Huh?
She never will. She won't get over it until he dies and she marries one of the boys from NSYNC.
My God, my husband cheated on me 3 or 4 years ago, and I gave him hell for like 6 months. And God bless him, he let me give him hell. But at some point, you got to stop busting the guy's balls and just either let him go or get over it.
Right.
Good advice.
Or get even with him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm just all sexed up today. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
That was my veiled attempt to come on to you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, you son of a bitch.
Hey, you bastard.
Hey, I got something funny to say. I'll bet, because I went through it myself, I'll bet you $20 Frank had to give up control of the remote control in his house. And she holds it all the time now.
Did you cheat on your girlfriend or your wife?
Made the mistake, yes. Mm-hmm. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And are you, how long ago did this happen?
About 2 years ago.
2 years ago, and you mean even now you can't control the TV?
Went back to her, hung around for 2 years, just couldn't take it anymore. Couldn't take it. Women, it's the worst. The men don't realize. Once you do that to your wife, there are very few women that'll have the heart to take you back all the way.
So what you're saying, and hold on, are you trying to say something good about your wife or something bad about your wife?
I'm trying to say it was a mistake I made.
Did you leave your wife?
We got divorced.
Well, your credibility's destroyed.
Come on.
But if you're not living in the situation, then you can't talk about it anymore.
Though. I did. That's what I did. She said she would take me back and everything was forgiven, but the first thing that went, I noticed... The remote control.
Your wife was no different than Cunny Lee Gifford. Your wife, in her own way, was neutering you the same way that Cunny Lee Gifford is neutering Frank Gifford.
Oh, she did. My friends used to cry when they'd come over the house. They'd say, how can you take it? And I'd say, oh, it's going to pass. It's going to pass.
All right.
It's going to pass.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Bye-bye. He damages his credibility when he said, then I dumped her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's gone.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. You guys get a chance to witness that poor sucker this weekend on, I think it's ABC I saw. They're doing like an old-time football roundtable.
Oh, no.
Gifford. I think Butkus and that Art Donovan guy.
Oh, yeah. He's not fit to be at that table.
And you got to know that in between the breaks, behind his back, busted his balls big time.
There's like eight of them going to be sitting around and rehashing the old days.
Imagine Art Donovan in commercial base. Why didn't you just leave the room?
Butkus. I'd smack her.
Oh, God.
I tell you, my woman talked like that to me on TV. I'd smack her. What's wrong with you, Giff?
You don't have any balls.
You're a pussy,
Giff.
The
fights they let out on Kathy Lee there, the famous, in honor of Cinco de Mayo, Speedy Rodriguez and Flopo Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Huh? Don?
Yes.
Hey, it's Robert. How are you?
Hi, Robert.
Hey, I just wanted to say...
Hey, Robert, Don here.
I'm sorry. I give anything to see...
Robert, Mike here. Go ahead. Talk to Don. Is that okay with you, Buzz? Hey, yes. Buzz here.
To see how many new speakers and stereo system Kathy Lee has installed in the house. Did you see in the Diane Sawyer clip when she asked Frank about the new CD, Frank, how much have you heard it? And the look he made when he said, a lot...
Yeah, probably playing nonstop like Muzak in their house.
4 hours a day, like the dentist or elevator music you have to suffer with when people put you on hold.
Right.
I'm sure it's just nonstop in that house.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, so I have to defend Frank.
I think we've all been defending Giff here.
Right.
Well, I have to stand up for him. He has to worry about things in the future.
Frank Gifford doesn't have to. Frank Gifford's future is like 48 hours.
I smell a joke coming up here, too.
Well, you know, I mean, you know.
What does he have to worry about in the
older.
Future?
He's getting older, and he's going to reach an age someday that Kathy Lee's going to roll him out in the front lawn, and he's going to have to, you know, be exposed to the sun all day.
I don't understand your point.
Well, he's going to be in a wheelchair and a little older, and Kathy Lee's going to be taking care of him. You know, if he's not nice to her, she'll roll him out in the lawn and leave him there all day. No food, no water, just
no,
in the sun.
I believe this guy's actually trying to make some kind of a retarded valid point. He's not making a joke.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand your point. I think it's kind of covered ground, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about the fact that he's near the end.
We've already said that she's going to be changing his diaper soon.
And he's blowing spit bubbles.
Okay, well.
Right, we said all that.
Why is that defending him, though?
What, are you some old guy?
No, I'm younger. I just think
how old are you, sir?
Be smart.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
40.
You think he's smart?
He's smart. He's got to take care of himself. Somebody's got to take care of him when he gets.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you think that she's really going to take care of him? Really? I mean, really? Being as I think we're all agreed, she's never really going to forgive him.
Right? No, never going to forgive him.
When he really loses it, like when he's in the wheelchair, as you describe, and he has the blanket over his legs, when he craps his pants and he rings his little bell, you know, to say, "Mommy, I've made a crap in my pants." Don't you think that really
the nurse will take care of him?
Well, you know, they find him in the parkway someplace. Who are they going to call?
Yeah, but don't you think that when he craps his pants and he's sitting out on the front yard and he's ringing the bell, Kathy Lee will hear the bell and she'll just go, I'll let him sit in his own stench for another 15 minutes.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
She's not going to take care of him.
No, and besides, even if she was so inclined, she'll call for somebody to
do it.
Yes. Well, if he doesn't do penance now, that's what he's facing.
But he's going to get that anyway, sir. Look who you're dealing with. You're dealing with the evil Kathy Lee.
He would be better off, seriously, if someone just shot him between the eyes right now. I'm telling you, Frank Gifford would be a happier man.
I think, really, he's making the call the way he thinks again. I think he probably does love his kids, and that's why he's hanging in there, and he's tolerating this. And it's difficult to be, you know, any guy that would ever be in that position, I would think it's, you are really between a rock and a hard place. You got to make the call.
I think out of all the women in the world, you will not find a bigger bitch than Kathy Lee Gifford.
No, I think
that's the difference.
I think she, you know, not only does he get the private punishment, which I'm sure he's dealing with every day, but she does this type of thing where she brings him out on network television and basically saws his sack off.
Unforgivable. Hello, Don and Mike.
You know, I think we win either way, because you guys are either going to make fun of them now that they're on network television talking about all this, or later on when the gardener comes out with all of it. You know, Mike, you were talking about being behind closed doors.
Sure.
Those doors only last so long, man. Wait until some gardener or some nanny comes out and says, oh, you didn't heard the whole story.
What will
you guys say?
Mm-hmm. Like, remember Marlo Thomas? Yeah, that reminds me of that.
That was a great book, that Marlo Thomas book. Christ, I love that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Christmas in Colorado.
Hello.
Don and Mike, this is Elvis Aaron Presley. If only that poor bastard Gifford could have seen what that cunny was doing to him.
I wonder if you'll change my diaper tonight.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was a mumbling fool.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Silly fool.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Don, so I think what she's got planned for her future is opening up a chain of Frank's places, you know, old age homes.
All right, Doug, I think we've officially run out of calls on this topic.
Absolutely. The great ideas are now rising to the surface.
All right, cancel out the phones. Let's do the touch tone. All right. I do want to get to it, and it's very timely. A very special low-budget Jeopardy coming up on our next break, but it's very timely as today's headlines.
I would say that the low-budget Jeopardy today will be newsy.
But first, the toe-tapping touch tones and your next shot at $500 with a secret sound number two.
Yeah,
number two. Be the 100th caller right now, 877-365-3636.
They're just men, flesh and bone. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get a caller 100 right now. We had a winner yesterday. Gave away $500. Tried to do it again. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Right.
Excellent.
What is your name?
My name's Rick.
Rick, where are you from?
I'm from Chico, California.
All right, Rick. You have to ask Charlie Broyhill what your prize is.
Charlie.
I mean, when I put you on hold.
Oh, okay.
Because he won't help me out with prizes.
He won't.
His answer
Here was his answer today. Here's how you program it and produce a major radio show. The only prizes that I have are for local winners.
And Charlie Broyhill has made his way into the studio now. So he's not approaching the microphone.
No, the only prizes that I have are for local winners from the D.C. Baltimore area. So wait a minute. So I said all of this through Rob, since Rob was on the phone with him. I said, tell Rob I need some prizes. I don't have any prizes for national winners.
No chicken?
And Charlie Broyhill's answer was, just make all the contest winners from lines one or two, from the local lines.
Uh-huh. He has now made his way to the microphone.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you send this guy something?
Whatever we have.
Well, no, he can't. All I have are local, is local stuff.
Okay.
But he's from California.
Not my fault.
Why don't you send him that half full bottle of water you have in your hand?
I could send him the pineapple I just finished eating.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be in a different state then, though.
Look, we got something you could whip up for him, right?
No, we don't.
Let's cook him something. We don't have any prizes for national winners on this show.
No.
We have nothing.
Nothing. I know the answer. Well, I think.
Oh, for the secret sound, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, then we can give you the $500.
All right, well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Here you go. Here's $5. Send him $5 from my pocket.
I will.
Mike, will you chip in, please?
Absolutely.
You know, this is the goddamn cheapest radio show I've ever worked on. We have no national prizes, yet we're a national show. Here you go.
Now you guys get
way to go. Way to go.
George
Pulling
Washington.
Out the one spot, Mike.
I'm just kidding.
Pulling out the one spot.
Here you go. You know something, sir? I like you.
And his other friend.
Have another dollar.
Okay, you're up to seven. Buzz?
I'll throw in another five.
Oh,
three.
All right, you're up to...
Here, give me the five. Don's five bet.
Okay.
All right. And give me the singles, too. So
oh, you
really
just
gave him five. You got $10 from us.
All right.
And Buzz, you're
and five
one.
From Buzz.
Right.
All right, so you won $15. Charlie will send you $15.
Damn, well, I can't shake that.
Because, you know, his solution, the producer's solution was... Well, just answer the local lines for the contest. You know, which is a jip if you're listening to us throughout the country.
I mean, we're a syndicated program.
Right.
It's a national show. It's a major award.
That sucks. Okay, here we go.
I won't.
Are you ready to go for $500?
Oh, most definitely.
On the line, secret sound number two. Good luck. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
I'm going to sing like Robert Goulet.
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is. And did I hear you saying that you think you know this one?
Well, an idea. It reminded me of something I fixed last night, I hope.
Something you heard last night, you hope. All right, well, good luck.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! Do it, answer it. What is that sound?
Is it the sound of slamming your dryer door shut?
No.
Sorry about that.
No, it's not. Thank you, Doug. Remember, every guest is a clue
for you.
For you. And don't forget, you're going to get actual cash money from us.
That's right.
Excellent. Thanks, dude.
This company just cannot suck it off. Let's get to a Friday favorite, right? A little earlier today. And you know, we're so lucky that she happened to be walking through the hallway.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Diane Sawyer.
Thank you, Don. It's great to see you. You're looking so well.
It's station break. And here we go. Greenville, South Carolina. 98.1 WPEK. In Richmond, Virginia, WHAN. In Seattle, radio station KRKO. And New York. You know the old WNEW.
Ah, yes. Congratulations for being on in New York.
Thank you, Diane.
Ladies, open up those meat curtains for the stars of our show, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
Now, listen, I got one last thing before we get to the game.
Bad boy.
I want to ask you if you had a chance to talk to the other Charlie on this show, Charlie Stossel.
I didn't get a chance. But we heard a lot about Charlie Stossel. We heard about the frustration of a wife leaving for another woman, of a frustrating job where he's involved in show business, but really not.
He's a movie manager.
And, of course, the male pattern baldness and his anger at women. Anger just below the surface. We're going to ask him questions, and the answers might surprise
him. All right, let's Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
With pleasure, dog. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio, excuse me, let me clear my throat.
Oh, my.
This is a student and an office assistant from Anchorage, Alaska. Let's say hi to Shannon Johnson.
Hello, Shannon.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
And now entering the studio is an AJ, an operation manager for an auto dealership from Vienna, Virginia. Let's say hi to AJ Askui.
Thank you. Great to be on today.
AJ Askui.
Yeah, it's a tough name.
Is it? Did I pronounce it correctly?
Askui, Askui, same thing.
Askui.
Yes.
Askui. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, Shannon and AJ don't screw with LQ. Please make welcome a man who might surprise you. This is Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Diane. Listen, Shannon, AJ, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. I still live with my mom wearing clip-on tie soup. I'm just a guy. Call me Alex. Let's play in the game. It's LQ. A quick master. I always call her pretentious, stuck-up Diane Sawyer.
Thanks for watching.
Here are your categories, kids. They are NBA playoffs, in or out.
In or out.
Sexual or sports? Hollywood stars, in or out.
A surprising category with all sorts of interesting twists.
Where Jews live.
Oh, mighty controversial, but you're bad boys.
Initially speaking.
Initially speaking, a clever play on initials.
and states and capitals.
A wonderful educational category for all the family to play.
So here they are one more time, kids. NBA playoffs, in or out. Hollywood stars, in or out.
Wonderful.
Where Jews live.
Oh, controversial.
Initially speaking. And states and capitals.
Excellent, Don. Let's play with a lady from Alaska.
Yeah, Shannon, you're a girl. We always like girls better than boys, so please go first.
Hollywood stars for a dollar.
All right, Hollywood stars, in or out, and we're talking about their belly buttons.
Oh, that's a wonderful twist.
Do the belly buttons go in or out? Or are they like Buzz? Do they simply not have one anymore? Did you ask Marcia about that?
I did, and she said he's handled it with a great deal of aplomb.
For one, George Clooney. Honey.
Right. Time moves slowly up with the eagles and moose. AJ, your chance to steal.
What is out?
Now, George Clooney's is in.
And Alaska Shannon, you are Shannon. You are in control.
Shannon, go again, please.
Hollywood stars, in or out, 14, please.
Samuel L. Jackson.
What is in?
I'm sorry. And now, AJ, a chance for you to steal an
affair. What is out?
Out.
That's right. His belly button is all the way out.
$2 for AJ. Select again, please.
Hollywood stars, in or out, for 3, please.
Ashley Judd.
Shannon, your chance to steal.
You can never repeat a question with a question.
So that's right.
What is in?
In, yeah. In, right. Ashley Judd's got a nice innie.
Shannon takes the lead, and you're in control. Time to move to another category.
NBA for $1, please.
Seriously, I would gladly eat the spooge out of Ashley Judd's belly button.
She's a lovely lady, and she's got wonderful things to say, and she works out vigorously.
You could put her toe jam on a cracker, and I'd eat it.
I mean, very controversial.
Really?
You mean the cheese that gets in between her toes?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you do love her, don't you?
I do, yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes, NBA playoffs. Shannon.
Yes?
Shannon, in or out, the Phoenix Suns.
What is out?
AJ, your chance to steal.
What is in?
Right, they won. They're in.
You're in control, AJ.
NBA, in or out for 2, please.
San Antonio Spurs.
Out.
That was not in the form of a question.
Shannon, your chance to steal.
What is out?
That's right, Shannon.
$2 for Shannon. This is quite a horse race. Go again. Just like, let me remind everyone, the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. You're in control, Shannon.
NBA for 3.
Toronto Raptors.
What is in?
AJ, your chance to steal.
What is out?
That's right. They're all the way out.
$3 for AJ. And now your chance to take a new category.
Hey, AJ, hold on. Before you go, you know what I forgot to ask you about when you were talking about talking to the wives?
Go ahead, Don.
Did you happen to talk to Roz Stevens, who is the wife of our general manager in New York, Ken Stevens?
We talked to Roz Stevens. She's the wife of General Manager Ken Stevens, a man whose career has been on a fast track. But the fast track has masked the tragedy of the situation, and it required an entire segment for 2020, a segment that will be upcoming. Ken Stevens, American Tragedy. It won't be pretty, and we urge all of our younger viewers to not watch when we put this segment on. When we took our cameras into the home, it will really surprise you. A home that should be condemned. It's a tragedy.
What about, did you speak to Betsy Leinwand, who's the general manager's wife here?
A Cinderella story. Two people that are blindly happy, not realizing how many people they've trampled on to get where they are. They seem to be very, very much in love and dancing through life as the people around them really just die one by one. And I'm not talking about real death. I'm talking about career
death.
Spiritual death.
Yeah.
As the demoralized, huddled masses just are pushed off to the side of the road as Alan Leinwand continues his parade of shame. It might surprise you.
AJ, go again, please.
I'm going to select initially speaking for one, please.
Beautiful. Oh, these are so easy. I'll give you the initials. You tell me what they mean, okay?
Okay.
VCR.
What is video cassette recorder?
Okay. Took a little too long to answer that, though.
$1 Sorry. For you, AJ.
Go again, AJ.
Initially speaking for two, please.
Bet you know this one. VD.
What is venereal disease?
Right. Yes.
And during our interview with Charlie Broyhill, that subject also reared its ugly head. Select again, AJ.
Initially speaking for three, please.
BFD.
What is big effing deal?
$3. Right. You've run the category, AJ. Congratulations, and now it's time to select another.
Thank you, Diane. I'm going to choose where Jews live, please, for one.
Where Jews live? This state has the highest population of Jews in America. Over 2 million.
What is New York?
Right.
$1 for you, AJ. Continue, please.
Where Jews live for two, please.
This state has the lowest population of Jews in America. Less than 500 Jews in the entire state.
What is Alabama?
No.
Shannon, your chance to steal.
What is Kentucky?
No, kids. South Dakota.
South Dakota.
How long till you move there, Rob?
Almost immediately.
And AJ, you're at the end of the category.
Where Jews live for three, please.
This state has the second lowest population of Jews in America. Less than 1,000 Jews live in this state.
North Dakota.
That was not in the form of a question.
Shannon, your chance to steal.
What is North Dakota?
North Dakota is correct.
$3 for you. Congratulations. Are we at the end of the round?
No. We still got the always troubling states and capitals.
States and capitals for one. Is that right, Shannon?
That's right.
Good girl.
It is the capital, Shannon, of North Carolina.
I'm sorry. AJ, your chance to steal.
What is Raleigh?
Raleigh is correct.
$1 for AJ. Select again, please.
States and capitals for two, please.
Capital of the great state of Illinois.
What is Lincoln?
Shannon, your chance to steal.
What is Springfield?
Springfield, yes. We've all enjoyed time in Lincoln, Illinois.
Lincoln, Illinois. Oh, my goodness.
And I like going to Springfield, Nebraska.
And let me take this opportunity to salute the American educational system. Shannon, you're in control.
States and capitals for three.
All right, last question on the big board. It is the capital of the great state of Kansas.
What is Topeka?
Oh, you know what? I was waiting for you to say something stupid, but you pulled it out.
$3. What a horse race, and that's the end of the first round.
Yeah, that's it, Diane. Hold on. Shannon, AJ, hold on a second. Diane, one last thing. I know we got to get a break.
Please, Don, ask away.
Let me ask you.
Yes.
This big load of BS that when guys come on Good Morning America, that they treat you like you're so hot.
Oh, well, I surely am hot.
No, you're not hot.
I don't mind telling you, when I get out of these sensible business suits, well, the bounty might surprise you.
Can I see your ass?
Well, I'll show it to you through my pantsuit, but I will not drop my trowel.
Come on,
don't do that.
Let me see your ass.
All right, I'll have to stand up.
Okay, let me see your ass. Okay, pull it down. Pull them down.
There you go. What do you think of that?
You got some pimples on your ass, honey.
I do have pimples. You saw them through the pantsuit.
Yeah.
They're not pimples.
Let me see the other side. The front?
Yeah.
Oh.
This part?
Let me see if the drapes match the curtains.
Oh, no. Well, for you.
I'd rather if the curtains match the rugs, the carpeting.
I'll show you the front. If you play me, Carmi, the CBS Wonder Hawk.
At least they have the drapes match the curtains.
Here you go.
Here you go. Let me call him. Carmi! Carmi, come here.
There he is. What a lovely bird. Majestic. Cruel. Ruthless.
Oh. All right, now pull down your pants.
Here we are. Take a look.
Wow.
Oh, there we man. Are. Oh, yes, sirree.
Oh, the bearded clam.
Oh, my.
I just saw it.
Diane, how does your garden grow?
Okay, well,
can I pull them up now?
Yes, please.
Thank you
please,
very much.
Please pull your underpants back up.
Oh!
And will you tell everyone that I'm wearing men's boxers?
Yes, we will be right back. We'll get back to our final low-budget Jeff RD, okay?
Great idea.
Good. As it turns out, I'm glad we only had 3 minutes for that guy.
Fascinating. It should be very exciting. Sand sleeve.
The show, I guarantee, will be a lot better than that guy was.
I think it'll be very exciting. You heard, people can be duplicitous.
Okay, low budget Jeff RD.
I interviewed two of them last night.
AJ Shannon, are you ready, guys?
Yes. Yes.
Here is your final low budget Jeff RD category, and it is Playboy Centerfold.
Oh, dirty birdie time.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you that you have a 1 in 3 chance of getting this answer right. Because we did some research, and of the last 12 centerfolds featured in Playboy, they were right down the middle. 4 of them said one thing, 4 said another, 4 said another. Your answer is, what was the number one choice of Playboy centerfolds when they said, what's your favorite turn on? You know how they say what's your favorite turn on and your favorite turn off?
Oh, yes.
Over the last 12 months...
I love Playboy.
We went back and we looked at the last 12 months of Playboy. So in the form of a question, what was the number one choice of Playboy centerfolds over the last year for their favorite turn on? And it was split 3 ways. So you've got a better chance. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
Budget Jeopardy will receive the Diane Sawyer Book of Perfect Men, with chapters featuring the men that all others aspire to be. Page after page of wonderful reading. Chapters on Stedman Graham, Ainsley Harriet, all the men on the House and Garden Channel, Buzz Burbank, and of course Elizabeth Dole. Now back to final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
It's game time now on day with cash for you and me. Time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Hey, you know, I've just figured out that if these guys don't win the money, we don't have any prizes to give them.
No prizes. They're both from different parts of the world.
Right, we don't have any prizes to give them.
I'm so sorry.
Who do we want to talk to here first?
Shannon.
Shannon from Alaska.
Shannon.
Shannon, low budget Jeff RD here. Playboy centerfolds.
You're a kidder.
The last 12 centerfolds featured in Playboy, a majority of them said that this was their favorite turn on.
What is sports?
Sports, no, not...
I'm sorry,
not
Shannon.
Sports.
That knocks you down to 0.
AJ, you're the big wiener. If you have the correct answer.
I said, what is personality?
Personality? No.
No, I'm so sorry.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Out of the 12 girls, 4 of them said their favorite turn-on was music.
Music.
4 of the girls said their favorite turn-on is... Animals.
Cuddly little... Maybe they're, what are those things
Plushies?
Plushies. Thank you.
And 4 of them said that their favorite turn-on was eating.
Eating?
Now, I don't know what they're talking about eating.
I don't believe that's related to sex.
But that's...
Not in my house.
That's it for Low Budget Jeff RD. Now, you know, it would normally be at this point of the show when I would turn to Diane in this case and I'd say, you know, it's the type of show that only Ken Stevens and Alan One could like, because we're not giving away any money, so, you know, don't let the door hit you on the way out, and, you know, here are your gifts.
Yes, but we don't have any gifts to give them.
No, we don't. We have no prizes, and Tammy Sachs, the prize girl, I guess she's on vacation or something this week, and
she does a great job.
Again, our producer's answer to the question was just to get winners from the local area so that we could give them tickets to see Larry Gatlin.
Oh. Well, let me ask Shannon a question. Her answer might surprise you. Shannon Johnson from Anchorage, Alaska, would you fly to Washington on your own money to go see Larry Gatlin in the Civil War?
Well, my mom happens to live out there, so she can buy me a ticket to go out there.
So your mom could buy you a ticket. You're technically saying you would accept the prize.
All right, well then...
Yes, I'm going to be out there in June.
Well, give her the prize, even though the tickets are for May.
I'm sure that'll be running till June.
And AJ, where did you live again?
I live right in Vienna.
Oh, well, then give him that. I'm sorry. I thought he was from out of town. Give him that.
Both of you have won a pair of tickets to see the Civil War. Don't miss the Civil War musical. The musical event starring Larry Gatlin. Live on stage at Wolf Trap, May 25th through the 27th. So you've just got a couple of weeks to get those tickets, Shannon.
Gee, it's only there for 3 days. Imagine that.
Call 703-218-6500. And thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, AJ.
Thank you,
Shannon. I promise when Tammy gets back on Monday, this crap of the prizes will be taken care of.
Well, I'm late for my enema.
Okay. Diane, always remember and never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Check out my pimply.
Pimply fish app.
There you go.
Thank you, Diane.
I'm still here. I forgot.
You know what? Let's do three more words of the Jeremy Cinco de Mayo story.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Buzz, go first.
Ponce.
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 Mike.
And?
Okay.
Your turn.
you don't have to go for the triple, you know what I mean?
Fingered.
Hey, story's almost over.
Yeah.
Fingered. Your three new words are pants and fingered. To win the Cinco de Mayo camcorder, courtesy of Cox Cable in Demand. There's the head of Charlie Stossel. Oh, here's a guy from Baltimore. Is this John Kim?
Yay.
Oh, no, listen, this guy calls us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This guy calls and says he can name all of the nations in the world in less than 3 minutes.
Okay.
Now, how would we know? Who knows all the nations in the world?
I do.
Now, how many are there total?
Like 140.
Okay. Do you have them written down?
Nope, in my head.
All right, well, go ahead, and I'll just hang up on you if I get bored with this. But for now, here's a man who's going to tell us all of the nations in the world in less than 3 minutes. Go!
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, two, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still, Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, San Juan, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, Argentina, Belize, and Guam, Norway, and Sweden, and Argentina, Finland, and Germany, now one piece, Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey, and Greece, Poland, Romania, Scotland, Albania, Ireland, Russia, Oman, Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Cyprus, Iraq, and Iran, there, Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, both Yemen, Kuwait, and Bahrain, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium, and Portugal, France, and Denmark, and Spain, India, Pakistan, Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, Bhutan, Cambodia, Malaysia, and Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan, Mongolia, Laos, Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippines, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, and Borneo, and Vietnam, Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Angola, Zimbabwe, Djibouti, Botswana, Mozambique, Zambia, Swaziland, Kenya, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana, Burundi, Lesotho, and Malawi, Togo, Spain, Sahara is gone, Nigeria, 10, Liberia, Egypt, and Gabon, Tanzania, Somalia, and Kenya, Mali, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria, Tahoe, Namibia, Senegal, Libya, Cameroon, Canada,
you are listening to maybe the dumbest call we've ever taken.
Congo, Dubai, Qatar, Yugoslavia, Crete, Mauritania, Transylvania, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Malta, and Palestine, Fiji, Algeria, Sudan.
That's it?
Wow.
That was a minute 14.
Wow. Bravo. What an incredible human trick.
A minute 14. Are you sure that was all countries? I thought I heard stuff like Cream of Monica Lewinsky in there. No?
Nope.
All real countries.
I think they were all real countries, because I thought it was going to be one of those speed talking things where you could actually hear the countries like Tunisia.
And it was like
the
da 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 da
da da da da Animaniacs.
That's great. Well, but you did it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. I bet he wouldn't be able to find where they are.
Loser. Excuse me. I had something in my throat. Thank you, useless talent. We will be right back.
Understand them if you're a mastermind. The Don and Mike Show.
I wonder if you have another live commercial today.
I do, hey.
I wonder if
where you been eating.
And Doc Harry's, Centerville Road, next to the theaters.
I wonder if you've been laid since last week.
Since last time I saw you, gentlemen.
Hey.
I wonder if, were you?
No.
Of course not.
Sorry.
The answer's no.
But now he's thrown it, of course not.
Of course not.
It's just I'm not looking. Hey.
Okay. You're not looking. You're done, huh?
I'm not done.
Hold on. Let me play you in. Here he is as he comes in every Friday.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Charlie Stossel.
Hey.
Just do E the whole time.
Hold on. Hold on. I got another dumb caller. Hold on, Charlie. Jill.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, honey.
I can do the 50 states in alphabetical order.
Fine. Everybody with a dumb talent is calling us.
Did you get this from Animaniacs?
Excuse me?
Did you get this from Animaniacs?
No, I learned this in the when I was about 5 years old.
All right, go.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. That was an absolute flawless time. Yeah. That was absolutely perfect timing. You know, just enough to, yep, she could do it. See ya.
Goodbye.
About halfway through.
Goodbye. Charlie.
Oh, gosh.
Charlie, before we talk movies.
Yes.
I do want to talk about your love life.
What? Well, it hasn't changed in the last 48 hours.
Right. So you're telling me it still sucks since we saw you at the Las Vegas Style Show Wednesday night.
Your definition of sucks.
Is that you're not getting any.
If that is your definition of sucks, yeah.
Okay.
Big deal.
All right, so you're not getting any. Your heat-seeking moisture missile is still in the silo.
It's preparing for a launch, I guess.
Right, yeah, I think what we could say is probably, no, it's preparing. What it is, preparing for its long winter's nap, but it happens to be May.
But let me ask
it
you,
is
Charlie.
Springtime, isn't it?
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me a question.
Charlie, would you be interested in
meeting
literally hundreds of beautiful marriage-minded women? Would you like to visit cities and countries that are as rich in culture and deep in history as any in the world?
Really? Like Budapest?
Charlie, I'm...
Listen, Romania.
I'm talking about, have you ever thought about a Russian mail order bride?
Absolutely not.
What's Charlie,
wrong with you?
Here's the stuff.
What's wrong with you?
Listen, I thought of you.
You.
Charlie, it's a foreign romance tour.
Is it now?
Hosted by a foreign affair. Possibly the most exciting adventure you will ever enjoy in your lifetime.
You have vacation time.
Venereal disease is also an exciting adventure. I don't wish to partake of that. Yes, I have a lot of vacation.
A foreign affair romance tour is a small group of gentlemen between 20 and 40.
I think most of them are probably over 40, but...
That's your age.
Well, it says between 20 and 40.
Escorted and catered to daily by the staff in St. Petersburg, Russia. Early in the tour, you will be provided with numerous prearranged opportunities to meet these Russian women in dignified and relaxed settings.
Now, pre-approved, Charlie, means maybe you'll get pictures in advance.
Hey, now.
Okay, now. I do have pictures. As you can see, many of them are
between the ages of 12 and 14.
No, they're in their 20s. Mm-hmm.
For Russian women, these women are hot.
And we know what Russian women grow into.
Right, but listen.
But for now, they're...
I'm thinking about you.
They're
look
hot.
At this.
Oh, Don, you're...
Look at this, Charlie.
He's thinking of me, Mike.
Look at this. Is accommodations.
I think it's a great idea.
No, I think it blows.
There's the beautiful bus that takes you from the airport to the hotel.
Wow.
Look at how much fun they're having at the party.
Look, they all look like they're having a blast.
Look at all the American guys. All the horny American guys who are there with their Russian girlfriends.
The horny American loser guys.
Loser thing. You can have a big time.
Charlie, exciting sightseeing.
The next thing you want me to do is get in a diaper and crap on stage.
first class socials. And experience American-based staff.
You like to travel, don't you?
Oh, yeah, from here to my house.
Charlie, all you need, Charlie, is a passport which you can obtain locally.
Well, I have one of those.
If you already have a passport, make sure there's 6 months remaining on it when you plan to enter Russia or Ukraine.
I don't get out.
You will also need a Russian or Ukraine visa.
Not too much work already.
Which is issued by the consulate.
Oh, let me see. It'll cost $115.
Yeah, but think about the payoff. I mean, you could probably have, like, maybe 5-6 interviews with lovely Russian ladies that want to be Mrs. Stossel.
All right, here we go, Charlie. We're going to call him now.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
No, I'm not doing it.
Well, just, you know, humor us and inquire about
it. No, I'm not going to inquire. I'm not playing along. I'm not playing along.
Love it, we're asking for you. You don't have to play along. We're asking for you.
Looks legit.
We'll just say we can say a friend of ours might be interested.
Is interested.
No.
A lonely friend of ours.
I am not lonely.
Wants to go to St. Petersburg, Russia this summer.
Hello.
Minsk.
Hello.
Hello, this is the Don and Mike radio show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
Actually, I don't have the time right now.
Well, listen, we're calling about a foreign affair international romance tours.
Do we have the right number?
Yes, you do. Remember now, transfer to Ron, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Rochelle, Rochelle.
Charlie, it's the first step.
This is the last step.
Can you imagine what a vacation would be? I mean, imagine.
Guys, come on. It's getting to a point now where the line is being brought close.
You know how I knew you were going to get mad? Because whenever you're doing the happy-go-lucky thing, right below the surface, you're masking true anger.
Now, listen, this is expensive.
The line, you're coming close to
Charlie,
the line.
Charlie, this is
buku expensive. Last week, Russian mail-order brides this week. The line is being
$3,000. Oh, Jesus Christ, $5,000.
Oh, that's a little,
with the
aircraft.
So I'm going to see if they'll trade it out.
Yeah, maybe if you're since you're a personality, they waive the fee.
And maybe somebody else will be going in my name.
I can get you a catalog,
Don,
with 1,000 featured Russian women.
This is Ron Redburn with The Foreign Affair.
Ron, hello. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're a national radio show on CBS Radio.
Am I speaking to Don or Mike?
Yes.
We're both here, sir.
And we have with us, well, to call him a sad sack would be an insult to the sad sacks of America. a very, very lonely man named Charles.
Charles is leaning back away from the microphone now.
Charles,
he's not going to talk.
Yes.
Charles, how are you?
He's not speaking now.
He's not speaking now.
I want to tell you something.
Shy is not a problem.
He's not shy.
Right,
he's furious.
Listen, he needs a woman. And he's,
I can go to 14th Street to get a woman. I can get a woman when I walk out of here, for Christ's sake.
He has gone through every possible avenue.
Freak show.
But has still come up a loser in the game of love.
It's not an F. God damn it.
No. I want to tell you, his wife left him for another woman. It's been months since he's been laid. I'm not making this stuff up.
Are the women that you have on your tours, are they as pretty as they are in the catalogs?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
So they're not big and fat and like have
babushka.
Mustaches and stuff, right?
Actually, the socials we provide in St. Petersburg, Russia, and Kiev, Ukraine, generally have 200 to 300 different women per evening of some of the most beautiful women.
And how many are you? You have 200 to 300 women per evening. How many guys? It's the same guys every evening, right?
Same guys every evening.
How many guys?
About 30 to 40 gentlemen in attendance.
Listen to that ratio, Charlie.
Ten to one ratio.
I'm
not going to freaking Russia.
You know what that is? That is like being hungry and going to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and going in
chocolate.
The and going in the candy factory.
Going to Russia today is probably one of the best options available to men any place in the world
who are
looking to kind of optimize their choices in the world.
Now these women, are they open to the thought of coming back? Let me ask you, how would these women react to a man who works in the entertainment business?
Mm-hmm.
Would that get a higher priority?
I'm not sure the entertainment business would get a higher priority than any other profession.
What
a
sports field.
What about a man who works in the motion picture industry?
I think and honestly don't believe that women are particularly picking men by criteria of profession.
What if he can get them free DreamWorks shirts and free Disney hats?
Everything helps.
Also, unlimited tickets.
Popcorn.
Unlimited tickets to the movies. Popcorn, jujubes.
Anything they want.
Thin mints.
Raisinets, hot
items. Let me ask you a question. What's your success ratio? Like, do you have marriages result in these tours?
Certainly. Actually, you can go to the website at loveme.com and a wider range of successful couples who have married through the service.
Beautiful.
Generally speaking, on the individual tours we do 8 times a year to St. Petersburg,
mm-hmm.
We have someplace of a success rate between about 50 and 75%.
That's better than you're doing, Charlie.
Of the guys who travel will go ahead with their visa within a year.
I'm ready to commit. When is your next trip to Russia?
When is our next trip to Russia? We have one going out June 3rd through June 17th.
Charlie,
it's you.
Too busy. Charlie,
it's
June 3rd through June 17th.
But what if you went just as like a reporter for the show?
Far too busy.
What if you just did it for like the show?
Far too busy. I have far too many things going on.
But I want to ask you.
Let me tell you, I'll be honest with you. I am being completely honest with you right now.
Crap.
If you were going over as a reporter for the show, it would be, if I was single, I would be intrigued. I've always been fascinated by that Russian woman.
Ron, let me ask you something. These guys who go, do they get laid?
You know, I'm not privileged to everyone's private life in Russia, but certainly there is an expedited process that
you hear that,
like
Charlie?
I like this guy, and I like his language. I like the way he's diplomatic.
You go to Russia,
you get laid.
That's going halfway around the world.
Let me tell you a little bit about him, and you tell me if you can help him. His name is Charles.
Don, I'm telling you, the line is you're coming up on it fast.
Oh, he's getting a little upset.
No, go ahead. You cross the line.
All right. His name is Charles S.
Got the dumb button going.
He's a relatively handsome man. Little short in the hair department.
But he's very successful.
Mm-hmm. And very sensitive. Very, very sensitive.
Do you screen your male applicants?
Actually, we do not. This is a combination vacation package and maybe opportunity of a lifetime. So
you might have lost him there. You might have lost him there. That might have really done it. That might have been the final nail in the coffin.
So you will let any loser.
But generally speaking, though, most of our clients come to us through the internet, and we actually have a very high caliber of clientele that attend the tours.
Where'd Tom Gavin go?
What's up, guys? What would be the chances that Charles S., the mystery man, could have some kind of correspondence with one of these Russian girls before he commits to the trip? Do you allow anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. We offer a variety of services, anything from allowing, people can do, once a person is signed up for the tour, so to say, that we give them complete access to our database of over 15,000 women around the world.
15,000?
Wow.
Imagine that, Charlie.
My God, Charlie, don't be mean to this guy. He's giving us valuable information here.
I would never be mean to this gentleman.
Just
you
are.
He's just making me
does.
Ron, listen, I want you to hold a spot on your June 3rd tour to St. Petersburg, Russia.
June 3rd is coming up very quickly.
I realize that. Today is May the 5th, the Cinco de Mayo.
And our reservation department, we actually allow clients to come to us with an air package or without an air package.
All right, well, I need to speak to you about the particulars of this. So hold on a second, please, Ron.
Certainly.
Hold on, but I'm telling you, book it under the name Charlie S. For now, that's it, Charlie S.
Absolutely.
Consider yourself one more person towards filling that plane.
The S is for stud.
Hold on, please, Ron. Hold on.
That made me laugh.
Now listen, Charlie, here's what I want you to do. Hi. In all seriousness.
And I'll speak on.
Take the brochure.
Uh-huh. Give him the brochure.
Think about it.
He'll take the brochure.
No, you'll rip it up.
He will.
Because you're mad right now.
He's very mad.
But think about it.
Never.
Think about it.
Never.
We could work out a deal with this guy to send you to Russia for nothing.
I'm far too busy, but thank you.
You're not too busy. Charlie,
I'm Gavin.
Hold on. Here's a guy whose brother-in-law did the mail order.
Huh? Okay.
Hello. Let me see. Dino?
Dino.
Is this Dino? That's what it says, Dino.
Gotta go, buddy.
Dino.
Dino, tell Charlie why he should go on this trip.
Hey, this brother-in-law of mine brought back one gorgeous babe from Russia. She doesn't speak a lick of English. She cooks, she cleans, and she kicks down with it whenever he wants, Charlie.
Damn, okay. Well,
I'm telling you to go for it.
That sounds like the perfect woman, Charles.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful. She doesn't speak English.
She cleans and kicks down.
I'm telling you, that's not a lick of English.
Tommy, get that plane ticket and go, buddy. Do yourself the favor.
That's a go. It's a go project.
Thank you.
15,000 women. I'm looking at the website now. They also have Asian women and Latin American women as well.
Charlie, imagine.
Charlie, the world is your oyster.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
I'll go out with Charlie.
Oh, wait a minute. Now someone's... what's your name, ma'am?
Out of the country.
Hey, what's your name?
Heather.
Now, listen,
Heather. What did you say right after that? Something about out of the country?
Out of the country.
You don't have to go out of the country.
Thought you said she wanted to go out of the country.
Listen, I'm sorry that I must act as Charlie's agent. I cannot even allow you to introduce yourself to Charlie, Heather.
Yes, you can.
Unless you promise him manual relief sometime during your first date.
I knew you were going to ask that.
Whether it be in the car, in the bathroom.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, Heather?
Melanie Griffith.
Melanie Griffith.
Wow. Well, now, Melanie Griffith today or Melanie Griffith then?
Listen, Mr. St. Petersburg, you shouldn't be so picky.
Yeah, comrade. All right, I'll go to Politburo for you.
That is a valid question. Is it Melanie Griffith as she is today or as she was before?
Oh, I think before.
How old are you, Heather?
33.
Okay,
and she's well within the age range.
Mm-hmm. If you were
12 to 50.
If you were a car, how many miles would you have on you? If you were a car, estimate how many miles you'd have on you.
50?
50K.
50,000 miles.
Okay, all right.
Goodbye, Heather.
You
want to put her on hold?
Heather,
you still there?
Yeah.
Heather, give your number to Toya.
He does this. Charlie will speak to you.
He does troll for these women on the phone.
You know, what the hell?
Okay, you always ask how much do women weigh, and I'm 5 feet tall, and I weigh 100 pounds.
Oh, 5 feet tall. But you could put her in your pocket, Charlie.
I could.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me work out the ratio
in my
here.
Pouch.
5 feet.
Perfect.
100 pounds. Yeah, that's
it's
nice,
good.
Charlie.
No, it's good.
Yeah, that's
it's very good.
A skater. Nice.
Oh, and a skater.
But I don't know.
Is this my wife calling?
Is this woman using an alias? You can't have Charlie, honey.
All right, hold on, please. Hold on. All right, so you will talk to Heather off the radio.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Well, let me see. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I'll be talking to this guy off the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Darren from Manassas. How you guys doing?
Yes, Darren.
I just want to say one thing to Charlie. Do you squat when you pee?
Come on, Andy.
Hello. Right, good for you. You know Andy Wright. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Don?
Yes.
Hey, I got a better alternative for Charlie.
Better than a mail order bride from Russia?
Yes, much better.
All right, what is it?
Go to your computer and go to this is serious. WomenBehindBars.com.
Hey, George Costanza did that.
Women Behind Bars.
Look at I always know where she is.
All right, goodbye. Everybody's turning this serious venture into some kind of cheap, cruel joke.
He should be in St. I bet St. Petersburg
It's a beautiful city.
It's gorgeous.
But not for that reason.
Well, Charlie, I am going to talk to these people from LoveMe.com.
I have a headache in my eye now.
And I am going to see if, in fact, they will work out some kind of a trade deal with us.
A headache in my eye.
To send you over to Russia, okay? And as soon as you cool down, I'll give you this.
Thank you, comrade. I'm just fine.
Okay.
Just
can I trust you?
Fine.
Can I trust you enough to give you this brochure?
I won't tear it up. Absolutely not. No, I wouldn't do that on the air. Anything
you know something? I'll be honest. I've looked at this brochure. When you see this brochure, it is.
I'm going to want to take it home and
It's an interesting brochure. It really is.
You might want to take it home and.
And
look at some of these girls
and think.
Here's our new official J.O. sound. Kind of a man J.O.ing.
That's fantastic.
Violently. Friction.
He's hurting himself. That's a bruise.
I got a headache in my eye now. That is the best. That's the first time you've really used that sound.
sound effect.
It's a chicken flapping its wings.
Oh, my God.
There you go. There's your brochure, Charlie.
Wow.
All right, listen. What is what is new at the movies?
Do you want to do a break or do this?
Let's just
get it over with.
Let's just do this fast.
I Dreamed of Africa.
I don't even want to hear about that movie.
It's Out of Africa, done all over.
I don't want to hear about it.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about it.
What do you give it? Just what do you give it?
One and a half.
1.5.
Good
right.
for you.
Awful.
Let's talk about Gladiator.
Gladiator.
This movie.
Ass.
You know.
I loved this movie.
All fag jokes aside, I'm going to go see Gladiator this weekend.
This movie. 2 hours and 50 minutes, so it is a little long.
Okay.
I think the whole tone of the movie gets set at the very beginning, and they start with the action right at the start. The basic storyline is Russell Crowe is Flavius Maximus, the general in the Roman army.
Flavius?
Flavius.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hello, I am Flavius.
I am Flavius Maximus.
And it's like in a scene from Braveheart.
Sodomus.
His army is at the top of the hill, and they're all getting ready to do battle and to attack these poor bastards that are sitting at the bottom. And he rides over on his horse, and he just looks down at him and says, almost pitifully, "Some people should know when they're conquered. When I give the word, unleash hell." And all of his archers, thousands of them, ignite their arrows. And it's like when we played paintball and you saw the paintballs coming.
Is there graphic violence?
Yes. At once, these flaming arrows are shot in the air, and you're just looking at them coming at you, and it's like,
great.
Oh, crap. It's great. And, well, now that he's Flavius and his big general, the Emperor of Rome wants to make him the successor, not his son, played by Joaquin Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
The Emperor dies, and then you have this battle between the son, who actually wants the kingdom, and Flavius, who eventually goes down to being a slave.
And his horse, Bestialius.
And has to work his way back up. And he does this by becoming a gladiator and scrotilian. The whole last hour and a half of the movie sets up this climactic battle between...
Oh, there's nothing like gladiator movies, man.
Between the son and Maximus. And it's great. Everyone loves him. He's like the Rock. He is the people's champion.
TDS plot summary.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we know what's about Gladiators. How many? The
three.
What we want to know. You
three
give it three
out of three and a half. It's very
three and a half. Out
a little
of four.
Slow in the middle.
That's what I've heard.
Beginning and end are very
oh,
well
man,
done.
Oh man, it looks
very
so good.
Well done.
Really?
And the Tigers coming up. I heard your thing about playing football that way.
I saw a clip on the Tonight Show, and it's a little like jerky action, kind of different.
You can tell,
like almost
the,
like Saving Private Ryan in his photography.
Yeah. When I saw it, you can tell where the animation and where the special effects are put in. But hopefully, at this point, I saw. A month and a half ago, it seems they would have refined
they cleaned
that.
Cleaned it up a little bit.
It's going to look really good, and
okay.
I'm telling you, great movie. And first big movie of the summer. You're looking at $40 million this weekend, easy.
Wow. You know that stupid effort the other day that
I
called.
Heard that.
You
I
know,
heard that.
I wish that guy
I'm never wrong. 98% right.
I wish he would have taken the bet. That is going to be a runaway.
Absolutely,
smash.
Absolutely big hit.
Absolutely
Gladiator. All right, well,
all right, guys,
take your catalog.
I will take my catalog
and enjoy yourself tonight.
Yes. See you later.
All right.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, bye.
Bye-bye. It's a good catalog.
Wow, Tom was right.
This is a nice catalog.
Charlie just sitting on the edge of his bed. Cowboy bedspread. Like a little boy's room. You know what I mean?
He's got his six shooters on.
He's
oh, like, man.
He's naked. He's got his little parenthood. Steve Martin. Cowboy hat on.
I'm over here. I am. Another Friday night at the Stossels. Stossel Ranch.
Oh, oh man, that's too good. So we need to go through these calls, and then we're gonna go. We're gonna move on to Buzz. Move on to
Hello?
Buzz with news. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is the Crust here. I just want to say thank you for Wednesday. I had a good time, even though the show sucked, and I don't blame you guys for that. And I was just curious, what was it about my middle finger that irritated you, Don?
Oh, is this the
are
guy?
You the Jim Belushi lookalike?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This guy, are you the guy with the army jacket?
Yes.
When we were doing the Las Vegas style show Wednesday night, this guy, who was wearing sunglasses inside the dark nightclub
yeah,
to begin
that's right.
with,
was I?
Spent
no, I wasn't.
Most of the evening, for no particular reason, just looking at people and defiantly putting his hand up in the air, giving the finger.
I had a specific reason, Don.
Yes.
It was my way of saying that you're still number one in my book.
All right, crustiest.
Whatever. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hi. Hi, thank you.
Nice call.
Wonderful.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Let me guess.
Oh, I know what this is.
Let me guess. You would like to go to Russia. Of course. Of course.
You know, if we're being realistic, gentlemen, he's the right man for the job. He is indeed.
He is.
I
know he is.
And who knows, maybe this could change his life.
Maybe, Dennis, yeah? Maybe.
My love life sucks right now.
Your love life has always sucked.
But, hey, Can I, I'm going to get the AMC movie theater. Hold it.
We're sitting here on the precipice of offering you the greatest thing we may have ever offered you, and you just want to steamroll ahead and say, I'm going to be standing at
some...
Hey, Dennis, don't
right
give me crap.
Right on the edge.
I think we should do it for Tom Gavin.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Listen, shut up for a second, Dennis.
Okay.
Hold on. Shut up for a second. Three more words for the Jeremy Coleman Cinco de Mayo
story. Very good.
Story.
Okay.
Is... Mike.
Oh, dear. Is... Sorry, Buzz. Throbbing.
Buzz, now you can end this.
Okay. It has to be, you know, theater of the mind, of course, but
right.
I don't understand that, don't you?
Thing.
Thing.
Thing. I think we have a story.
We have a lovely story.
I think we have just written a beautiful story.
Absolutely.
I think we have.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got that story, call us right now. Be the 100th person to call. 877-365-3636.
Very good.
Did you just hang up, Dennis?
No.
Oh, okay. I heard a click.
All right, Dennis, what I was trying to tell you is that, you know, here we are with this wonderful, you know, opportunity.
Okay, Mike.
Okay, no, stop giving me crap, Dennis.
Okay. Okay, Mike.
Okay, Mike.
Practically.
Okay, Mike. Okay, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, Mike.
Oh God.
No. Oh, I can't believe I did that. My family hates me.
Yeah, how'd they react to that, Dennis?
I had a sentence.
All right, listen. Do you want to go to Russia?
Charlie does not want to go.
Of course he doesn't want to go.
Of course he doesn't, and of course you do. I'll work on it. I'll get back to you.
Who God sent you?
Yes. Okay, goodbye.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
I don't know. I don't know what he was talking about.
He wants to go to Russia. He's the right man for the job.
Of course he does. Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, listen, we'll take that call 100.
All right.
For the free digital Palm Quarter camcorder.
Good.
From Cox Cable, if you have the entire Cinco de Mayo story right after this break. We'll go to news now. What is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments, Buzz?
My gift to you, new revelations about the world of Elvis.
Oh. I wonder if
we have a new gift.
If you've got anything that we haven't heard before.
I think so.
I wonder if...
Only I could have seen what was happening to me going to St. Petersburg, Russia.
You're lonesome tonight. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike
Show. Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Oh, okay. Professional.
Call 100 coming right up. That's Christy Swanson.
All right.
She would have called us today, but we'd rather have her come by. So we can stare at her. I think she's coming back on Monday. Also, next week on the show, Monday night, we're going to be on King of Queens.
Yeah. Really?
Our very brief 15 to 20 second cameo during a restaurant scene on King of Queens.
Yeah, check it out.
That is on Monday night on CBS.
How was that for an enthusiastic book? Check it out.
We are still pissed at them. Next week, we'll be giving away diamonds for Mother's Day.
Diamonds?
And coming very soon, our biggest strip trivia ever.
Yeah, because we're going to be giving away the best prize.
A free vacation to Japan.
Right. Ooh.
So, you know, only hotties can apply for this special edition of Strip Trivia.
Absolutely. We'll be doing some very intricate screening.
And if the station can ever get its act together, we'll be going back
back up to New York to do some shows if they can ever get the telephones fixed at good old WNEW.
Amen.
All right, call her 100 time right now. Oh, and also Monday, for no particular reason, Rob is booked on the show The King of Sweden.
Ah, wonderful.
Excellent. Well, we'll speak to him about, what were we discussing with The King of Sweden?
I don't know.
I forgot, too.
Something about, I know what it is. It's about the liquor.
That's right.
About the ABC board.
Yeah, very good. Well, we'll see if he was frustrated, too.
So Monday, The King of Sweden will be on the show.
Fabulous.
Hello. Down in my show.
Caller 100?
Yes.
Excellent.
What is your name?
Mark.
Mark, where are you calling from?
Calling from Maryland.
Have you been listening to the entire show?
I have.
Beautiful. Then you have our tribute to Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, I do.
All right. What I need from you after I give you the first line is for you to complete the story. However, go very slowly word to word so that I can play that sound effect in between the words.
Okay.
Okay. The story sounds like this. Jeremy J.B. Coleman celebrated Cinco de Mayo by...
surfing the internet and...
yeah.
Frantically...
yes.
Looking...
right.
For...
yes.
Scat.com...
yes.
As...
yes.
He...
unzipped...
unzipped. His...
yes.
Pants...
yeah.
And...
yeah.
Fingered...
yes.
His...
right.
Throbbing.
Yes.
Thing.
Bravo! You did it
very successfully.
You have listened to the entire show today.
That's good.
Jeremy J.B. Coleman celebrated Cinco de Mayo by surfing the internet, frantically looking for scat.com as he unzipped his pants and fingered his throbbing thing.
Bingo!
That is our Cinco de Mayo gift to you. And you, my friend, have won a very high-tech, expensive piece of machinery. You won the digital palm quarter, camcorder, courtesy of Cox Cable In Demand. Everybody order the Sixth Sense tonight from Cox Cable In Demand. Bruce Willis is dead throughout the whole movie. There's no rewinding, no trip to the video store, no late fee with In Demand from Cox Cable. And you've won this really great toy, the Palm Quarter Camcorder Digital Edition. And thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
Do appreciate it.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you, Baldy.
That didn't take long.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Thanks.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now to the world of Buzz.
Well, there's a hot new Elvis book coming out, according to New York Post columnist Cindy Adams. The book's called Secrets and Shadows, Colonel Tom Parker and the Hidden Shaping of Elvis.
I wonder if Cindy Adams has had her period in the 1900s.
I'll tell you right now, Colonel Tom Parker shaped me. Shape me, Colonel.
Adams says the book was 3 years in the making, includes 300 interviews, investigators' reports, declassified government documents, and...
I wonder if Cindy Adams ever takes her wig off.
Underneath will be blue veins and worms crawling around.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight.
You're lonesome tonight.
And new information from the members of E's family. The book says Colonel Tom Parker was actually an illegal alien who left Holland in the middle of the night after a murder that was never solved.
Yeah, he's an alien, all right. He's got antennae.
Antennae.
And even though he lived in this country making millions of dollars, and even though he was friends with LBJ and Harry Truman, he never became a citizen.
He sounds like he committed a murder in Holland. He beat somebody over the head with a tulip.
The book says that at the viewing of Elvis's body, people were severely grief-stricken, but it says Colonel Tom Parker wore a baseball cap and a Hawaiian shirt and wouldn't go near the body.
How about a meal? Come on, man. We got some German potato salad and spam and lima beans. I got my Hawaiian shirt on and my...
I don't know that.
The book supposedly tells why Elvis turned down offers to tour Europe for $1 million a night, even though he needed the money toward the end.
Not today, Doc.
The book says he was never allowed to reach his potential and that he died in frustration because he couldn't reignite his career. The book says that's because Colonel Tom had a terrifying secret.
Well, I don't know. I dropped an awful lot of bombs on him. I'm just not feeling too perky today.
I wonder if you're feeling perky tonight.
No. You just remember, I'm a true patriot like that. Todd Pickett Bike Source.
There's a reason they call it the big game. The jackpot is now $230 million. And in Illinois, for example, tickets are selling at the rate of $1 million an hour.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Ticket sellers along the borders of states that don't participate say a third of the cars in their parking lots are from out of state. The game's played in Georgia, Maryland, Virginia, Massachusetts, Michigan, Illinois, and New Jersey. This is the second biggest lottery jackpot in history. The biggest was $295 million. The drawing at 11 tonight. If there's no winner, we'll have a record big jackpot next Tuesday.
I wonder if they'll get a winner tonight.
Buzz, hold on. I got to do this to catch up. Then we will be right back.
This is the Don,
hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. With the I love you virus we talked about yesterday. It's just about run its course.
Buzz?
Yes?
I wonder if you're sponsored today.
You are.
Yeah. Sponsored by the new Glen Ellen. Taste the new Glen Ellen. Good taste is within your reach.
The virus, the I love you virus, infected about 1 million computers in this country alone.
Did anybody, I asked Don this earlier, did you get it? Did you get it on your computer?
I didn't get the virus. I did get a message, as I mentioned yesterday, that fortunately deleted before anything happened.
I got mine when I got home, and, I deleted it immediately, but it was weird because it wasn't like any email. The whole screen had already been taken up. So it had gotten into my email, and then it had gone onto the screen, but the delete was still there, so I was able to delete it.
Excellent.
The new ones today now have gone past joke. Now if you get one that says confirmation of Mother's Day order, that's the new one you're not supposed to open up.
Oh, my God.
There are just two. You know, we got a call yesterday from a listener who said it had changed. Well, it hasn't really changed by itself. It had been changed by people who've intercepted it along the way and are committing a kind of a copycat crime. There are at least five copycat viruses out there now, including the joke virus and the Mother's Day order confirmation virus, in addition to the I love you virus. This thing spread about twice as fast as the Melissa virus of a year ago, which did some $80 million damage.
You know, I'll give those the pricks credit, the little kids who did it. I'm positive it's little kids who did it.
Sure.
But I'll give them credit, because there is something that is almost impossible to control when you look at your email and you see I love you.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't open that?
Right. And especially if they put, like, the name of someone you know.
Right.
And it says, I love you.
Absolutely.
I mean, if I was to go back there and it said, for instance, Lisa the Nympho, I love you, I would probably click on what she wrote.
It only backfired on one person, and that's Joan. In this very building, who got the email forwarded to her, and it was from like some higher up at CBS, and she said, "No, I'm not sure I want to read this," and just deleted it. Oh, she was okay.
Yeah. Oh, hey, way to go, Joan!
Have to take this. Well, she saw the CBS sexual harassment video.
That's right.
That's why.
Deleted it immediately.
It even got into classified Pentagon computers. They think this virus will probably do about $10 billion damage when all is said and done. And they say, really, it's not a dangerous virus so much as it's just a nuisance. And yes, the experts are giving kudos to whoever came up with this virus, saying that it was brilliant to call it I love you or joke or any of these things.
Yes, very clever, I think. And what it's really done is it's cut down on my emailing, because at the end of every day I send an email to Mel Karmazin that says, I love you.
Every day.
And I didn't do it yesterday.
Yeah, you're going to have to come up with a new salutation.
Those three words say it the best, Mike.
I know, but you're going to have to modify that after the big scandal.
I sent him one yesterday that said, I'm really fond of you.
Oh, they're very creative. That's good. So you can get around it.
There's always me so horny.
The FBI won't comment.
That was Mike who said that. No.
The FBI won't comment on reports that the I love you virus was started in the Philippines by a hacker known as Spider.
Okay, hold on. Here's a guy who wants to say, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, my fat bastard brothers. The virus said that
some guys, do great on the computer, but then when it comes speaking English,
he doesn't get out much.
Can't do it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I was calling to see if you needed a report to go to St. Petersburg. I'm actually driving by your studios right now.
Oh, it's another horny guy who wants to go to Russia.
No.
Yeah, the popular.
Bingo!
I'll tell you right now, the popular sentiment was, Charlie Stossel, what the hell?
Right. And maybe Dennis. Hello, Ed.
Hey, guys, man, hey, I just bought a brand new computer this weekend, and I didn't even hear about that. And I opened up that email that said, I love you. It's worse than that one Jack that was a while ago. Did you hear about that one Jack?
Don't walk into this.
Uh-uh. Now, I had no intention. When I was looking at you, I want credit for that because I knew it.
Because this guy setting us up for some stupid joke.
That's right. And it's not going to happen.
No.
Oh, come on.
No, you blew it.
No, you blew it.
Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over.
Oh,
I offered you a chance when we could have done something, and you blew it!
I blew it all day long,
yeah.
You blew it. I need an apology from you, or I'm going to star 69 the number and put you in a gay magazine.
All right. Don't want to play that. I'm sorry, guys.
Very good.
No, a sincere apology.
I'm really sorry.
Have you learned your lesson?
Yeah, I ain't gonna F around with y'all again.
Thank you.
Very good.
Goodbye.
All right, guys.
Goodbye forever.
Goodbye. You didn't dump that out, did you?
Yeah, I did. I wasn't sure about it.
Oh, Rob. Yeah, get out. Get out. I don't want to see you again until the end of the show. I'm serious.
What was deleted out?
He deleted out the guy said, what about, the name was Jack? Jack me off.
Oh.
Rob deleted that out.
Well, that's what he did, and that's why, and we knew he was going to do that.
Yeah.
That's, if you didn't hear that, that's what happened.
Jesus, Rob. God damn. Oh, that gets me mad. I told you, come back here.
Rob's coming back into the studio now.
I told you, never touch the dumb button. Where are you?
We never edit Hank's thoughts.
Please don't touch the dumb button. Please.
I'm sorry.
Please don't touch the dumb button.
I'm very sorry.
There's nothing wrong with a guy saying, the name is Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Jack me off.
Bad reflexes on my
part. Just like when we do the fill my crack in.
We're holding McGroin.
Right.
Huge erection.
Right. Come on, please. You're killing me with that. God, I'm getting that enough from all the people who work in this company.
Yep.
That I see you just very lazily eating an apple and just bending over to cut apart the show.
I think that's that one, you know, that was fine, I think.
Yeah.
That one was fine.
Of course that was fine.
My fault, I'm sorry.
Yes, right. Never touch.
Never again.
Never touch the button.
That's bad touch, Rob.
Right.
Jesus.
Bad touch.
Okay. Sorry. Hi, Buzz.
This is dramatic. You've heard about the cyber sex addiction, of course. Tonight, experts are saying...
No, this is dramatic, the scene we just had with Rob A. Spiewak.
There was a real moment of behind-the-scenes tension here.
Right. I mean, I'm really pissed. I mean, hit the button if a guy says the F word.
Yeah.
But jack me off is subjective.
Especially when you separate it like that.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, Buzz.
Cyber sex addictions are spreading, according to experts. Psychologists at a seminar in Atlanta say the addiction to online sex is becoming an epidemic that is tearing relationships apart. They say no one is immune. Shy women, closeted gay men, and image-conscious corporate executives think that acting out fantasies online is safe. But a new study says about 9% of the people who use the net for sex spend more than 11 hours a week surfing for erotica.
And hello, how are you?
Hi there. And here's the dramatic part. The numbers are nearly equal for men and women.
Hi there. Attention, students. Hi, this is Surf from WJFK.
Now, this development shoots down the theory that most cyber sex participants are men. Experts say the net's anonymous and instant gratification is surprisingly...
Don't we have a sound of Charlie Stossel surfing the net?
Yes, we do.
I think we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Here we go, right here.
That's the sound of cyber sex.
Very angry he is when he does that. Look at that.
Yeah, lots angry.
They say the net's anonymous and instant gratification is surprisingly appealing to women who prefer chat rooms to pictures.
Buzz, hold on. I got a guy who says he's proud of this computer virus. Eric.
Yeah.
Are you on the level? Are you on the level? Are you on the level with this, sir?
Yes, I am. No, I just told the girl that I am Filipino, and I just wanted to say that this is the proudest day of my life.
Mm. You're proud of the hackers that did the virus of your countrymen? Even though we don't know if it's your countrymen, it could be somebody from another country.
Could be anybody.
That's in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was said on the news that it did originate from the Philippines.
It originated, yeah, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's a Filipino that did it.
They think.
They think it's a Filipino.
Knowing my countrymen, it is one of my countrymen.
All right, so you're
a Filipino myself.
You are positive it's a Filipino who started this computer virus.
Oh, yeah.
And you're proud of this individual?
Oh, yeah. We Filipinos, we are lowlifes. We have nothing to do else but, you know, create havoc for other countries.
Create havoc for other countries. Hey, I like an honest man.
Well,
all right. Do you have some kind of Filipino song? Like, you know, we have God Bless America. Do you have a Filipino song?
There's a song called, in English, it's translated to, I am a Filipino.
Let's hear it.
Go ahead, sing it in your native tongue.
Sing it in Filipino.
No, I'd rather not.
Filipinian.
Hey, you're so proud of, the Philippines. Go ahead.
No, I'm not proud of the Philippines. I'm proud of what that guy did.
Right. Right, and he's from the Philippines. So sing your Philippine song.
I don't know. I don't know the words, though.
Do you know any other songs in Filipino?
Not really.
Do you know any words in Filipino?
Yeah.
Are you really
give
Filipino?
Give me a word to translate to. What do you want me to translate?
You know, all of a sudden, Mr. Pride is just breaking apart at the seams here.
I think you're Filipinus. That's what I think you are. Well, goodbye.
Okay, how about if I say, putang ina mo?
Well, putang ina mo. What does that mean?
F you.
F you?
Yeah.
Well, F you.
Well, F you.
Well, you wanted some words.
No, I tell you, if I was going to call a radio show and be proud of my country, and the disc jockey said to me, sing your national anthem, mm-hmm. I'd have the national anthem.
Well,
You're a bad Filipino.
Okay, how about if I just say it, not sing it?
No.
We
take all songs here. You don't have to have a good singing voice. Just give it a try.
Come on.
Okay, it's... Bayang Magiliw.
Sing it.
Sing it.
Come on,
I
give it a try.
Sing it.
Come on.
Come on.
I have a bad voice.
What kind of a half-assed Filipino are you?
We all have bad voices. Sing the song, please.
I don't want to sing it.
Well, now he's being a ween.
Okay. Right. You're a typical Filipinian.
And what's a typical Filipino?
You.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's me.
Right here. Look at this. Lazy civic pride. That's your typical Filipinian.
Right. Not a Filipino, a Filipinian, which is what you are. And you know something?
No.
There's only one of you.
Well, prove me wrong.
Come on, sing.
Ask me to do something else rather than sing.
Why?
Why?
What's the problem? Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Come on. You called this show to say you are proud of the Philippines for supplying us with the newest computer virus.
Now, a lot of people are probably angry.
I'm proud of that guy who made it up.
Whatever. You're proud of the idiot that did the virus.
Yep.
So you've said that. Now everybody's angry at you. The least you could do is sing a little song.
Sing us a Filipino song, please.
Okay, how do I do this? Okay. Bayang Magiliw, Carlos ng Silanganan.
Very good.
Okay, just give me a little more. That's all we ask.
A little more. You're doing great.
Alab ng puso, sa dibdib mo'y buhay.
All right, can you give me one more? Give me one more verse and I'm happy.
Okay, what goes after that?
It goes, Naya Monoro, Mimi Manaya.
Come on, give me one more verse.
Where did I end again?
Oh, all right. This is why the Philippines are the Philippines. Right here.
What?
This guy. You. You're the role model for Philippines.
We're very happy that you're proud.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
There he goes.
No,
hang up.
He didn't hang up yet.
Hang up.
Okay.
Hang up.
Bye, Don Mike.
Bye. There he goes.
Sorry. That's the big lighthouse just off the Philippines.
You know, it's late in the week.
Yeah. Right.
Guy calls the show, says he's proud of the Philippines.
You thought originally he was claiming authorship, right, of the virus? Right.
Yeah, it's like that he was the guy.
Sure.
No, he's just a Filipinian.
Maybe he could lead us to the guy.
Right. Okay. Buzz, hold on, please.
All right.
We have to do this. Then we'll come back with more news and more comments.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Our friends Don and Mike. And here is Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Go ahead. Grab your crotch. It's okay, according to a court. In Salt Lake City, a teenager saw a woman looking at him, so he grabbed his crotch.
An undercover cop saw it happen. And he arrested the boy for lewd behavior.
Here's the boy.
The lewd behavior.
Here he is, grabbing his crotch. While he looks at the catalogs of mail order brides from Russia.
But the verdict was guilty. A judge ruled that the boy had alarmed the woman just as he'd meant to do. But the Utah Court of Appeals today ruled that what the boy did isn't lewd, at least the way the law is written. In fact, the appeals court also questions the seriousness of the offense. And the ball's back in the Ramsey's court. An independent group of lie detector experts is offering its services in the JonBenet case. The American Polygraph Association says it can give the Ramseys the impartial test they want and still meet the FBI standards preferred by the Boulder police.
Nobody!
Who is Harold?
Hey, you're advocating something here.
Nobody!
I sure am.
We just don't know what. Nobody!
I'm advocating.
Who's the slimy, slimy?
Hey, you were in this play when you were a kid.
I was forced to do it.
Much like JonBenet was forced.
The dirty.
When your mom would dress you up and paint your face with all the makeup.
Absolutely. I used to go to school looking like a clown.
Captain of the.
When you wore your glittery cowboy hat.
No, when I wore glitter. Glitter makeup.
Eager.
And painted toenails. With open toe shoes. Ah, my childhood. Listen to this laugh. Oh, what a talent.
And your feather boa.
Yeah, my feather boa. It was really my binky. That's what I called it. I called it my binky.
Your binky.
My hinky binky.
Well, the head of the polygraph group guarantees that to pass the test, the Ramseys would have to be telling 100% of the truth. The Ramseys lawyer says they're on board if the Boulder police are, but only if the Boulder police are on board.
You know, again, did you kill your daughter? Absolutely not.
There you go. That's how that lie detector is going
to
go.
Test over. The actor married to soprano psychiatrist Lorraine Bracco really hates the show, apparently. Edward James Olmos says The Sopranos appeals to the lowest common denominator and is an insult to Italians.
Then ask them. You know what he should do? He should go out and take some of that Sopranos money and get that skin worked on. That's an insult to everybody with bad skin.
Can you fix that, though? Can you really fix that? I don't know. All the sandblasting in the world, I don't know, could fix that.
Soaking doesn't help.
Perfumes just cover it up.
Almost says he supports his wife, but that he doesn't support everything she does. There could be other reasons for the Almost attack on HBO's most popular show.
Wasn't he one of the worthless people at the halftime at the Super Bowl this year?
I believe he was.
Right? And we were all wondering, what the hell is Edward James Almost doing at the Super Bowl?
He's an activist more than he's an actor now. He goes around and speaks all over the country. But can you imagine how pissed his wife is going to be at him for doing that? I mean, this is her big gig.
Edward James Almost a celebrity.
There you go. That's what she. You ought to send that one up to Lorraine Bracco so she can use that one at the dinner table.
Well, Lorraine Bracco not available for comment immediately. He just got a civil rights award this week, and his wife's career is red hot while his has nearly gone cold.
Right.
A state judge in Texas is in trouble for supposedly tying up his assistant. Robert Holman's been accused of tying his assistant's hands behind her back, binding her ankles, gagging her with a scarf, and then watching bondage videos while she tried to free herself. The State Commission on Judicial Misconduct says...
That's normal.
Sometimes they say, he carried the bound woman around the office and sometimes ran a timer to see how long it would take her to wriggle out of the bondage. The judge's lawyer says she willingly participated in acting out what he called vignettes from old cowboy movies.
She was a whore.
Damsel in distress videos.
Well, that's a sticky wicket.
The assistant quit in November. The judge resigned in January.
Was her name Lisa?
I don't.
Lisa the nymph. Well, one more, Buzzy.
Porn star Ron Jeremy's having trouble putting on a Las Vegas-style show in Mesa, Arizona.
Good friend of this show, Ron Jeremy.
Now,
Ron Jeremy Coleman.
Now an entrepreneur, Jeremy's planning to bring to town a show featuring cross-dressers and female oil wrestlers. City officials say public nudity doesn't belong downtown and that it's illegal. But Ron Jeremy says all the performers will wear at least the legal minimum.
Weren't we just supposed to have Ron Jeremy on the show recently to talk about a porn movie that he was casting with nothing but HIV-positive people?
I believe so. We never had him on the show, but now if we get him on the show, we can commiserate about dealing with community standards.
Well, his show in Mesa is set for June 9th, unless the city finds a way to cancel it.
And in case you're wondering, his penis leans to the left. I know we had that discussion a couple of days ago.
Way to the left.
Yeah, way to the left, like between Delaware and Massachusetts.
Those happy touchstones there. Call 100. Last winner of the week. Enterprise packages been selected especially for you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He's the 100th person to call.
It's the end of the week.
Phone number is still 877-365-3636. Good luck. Right. Hi, Buzz.
In sports, the Lakers are back in L.A. to face the Sacramento Kings for the fifth and final time this year.
It's going
to
be a great game tonight.
And game five between Utah and Seattle is tonight in Salt Lake City.
You don't have to say that. They turned us off in Sacramento already.
Oh, okay. Oh, God, please.
So far in both the first-round playoff series, the home team has always won.
Who cares?
I'll watch it. I think Sacramento has a chance.
We're off in Sacramento.
Yeah, that's right. We're off in Sacramento.
Okay, you enjoy that game.
I will, tonight, on the TNT. I'll watch it.
Aww.
Bill Parcells has decided to stick around and work the 2000 season with the New York Jets.
Here's the decision-making process.
Oh, really?
Right here.
Yes, it's final.
Parcells says he plans to oversee the team's operation as the new owner and the new coach get their feet wet.
Tuna.
Parcells resigned as coach in January and was expected to leave the Jets this summer. Will Westwood One's Larry Michael turn up on Comedy Central?
I do.
The Daily News says the cable channel has picked up the rights to BattleBots.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. It's the techno sport that has robots fighting to the death.
I'm Larry Michael for Comedy Central.
The series begins with a one-hour special, followed by 13 half-hour installments, all to be taped next month in San Francisco.
Darlene! Great news! This is it, Darlene, the big time! The ship has come in!
The paper says Comedy Central will add humorous color commentary to the shows. No word on who the host will be.
Because let me say, Larry can handle the humorous color commentary.
Sure. He was good with us. He was great.
Go Kings, go Larry. And finally, the reigning champion of women's boxing is refusing to take on the leading contender, according to the New York Post. Christy Martin says she will not fight Lucia Riker unless there's some medical testing first. Quoting Christy, I think she's a man.
Yeah.
Here she is.
Is that Christy or Lucia?
Yeah. That's Christy.
Okay. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Yes! No!
Yes, that's it.
No.
Another week on the show. Gotta go. Right. Back Monday with the all-new episode. Have a great weekend. Don't hurt yourselves, everybody. Love you, Frida, and love you, Barney. Time out for the last Caller 100 of the week. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am Caller 100.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes, what is your name?
My name is John.
Johnny, where are you from?
Silver Spring.
Johnny! I pulled out one last local prize.
Good.
You have won the suit of your choice, valued at up to $349 from Today's Man.
Tremendous.
A $349 suit at Today's Man.
That's a good prize, Johnny.
Sells for $700 at the finest department stores. Today's Man. They don't mark it up just to mark it down.
I see a new ad campaign. Today's Man.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the show on good old WJFK-FM.
Right.
All right, that's it. Gotta go. Next week, I think I already told you, Christy Swanson.
Yeah.
Also, James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday. Maybe we'll be going to New York. I don't know.
All right.
And we'll start our Mother's Day stuff. And we got to get the strip trivia going next week.
Yeah, with a very high standard for our strip trivia.
And also the King of Sweden on the show on Monday. Not a joke, a real booking.
That's right, Palladium.
That's it, gotta go. See you then. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Think Vitaman. Please throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Bye for fun.
Very nicely
done, boys. We will see you Monday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind.